morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is a Monday. It is 2 minutes past the hour of 9 and we are doing the most. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hello, how was your weekend? I'm Baratapea. It's almost month end. Just a couple of more hours. And then it's almost month end. I'm out of pair. It is what it is. Alrighty. Kakola kekuche. You know, I was listening to Tate Kauluma's show. Hey, wait. Hold on. Let me just calm down. Like, whoa. What is this? Maybach music. Like, whoo. Let me just calm down because I also came with a lot of energy, a lot of fire. Like, what is this? Like, it's nighttime, please. Nobody comes with so much energy like that in a bottle of water. Alrighty. So I was listening to Tate Kauluma's conversation. Especially, before the previous caller, and he was talking, there was a term that was used, right? That is a term that is profound. It is long-standing. I don't know about other cultures. I don't know about other people. So I'll talk about my own. It is long-standing there by Andonga people. Kakora ke kuje. Kakora ke kuje. Kakora ke kuje. So kakora kwekuje is basically a term that implies, right? You take in a stray and then the stray will bite you. So you take in a stray dog and then the dog will end up biting you after everything that you've done. So hypothetically, you find this kapapi that is being rained on and it is being, for whatever reason, you feel sorry for this puppy. You take it in, and when you take it in, right, it's wonderful, you know, you have a dog now, you have a yoka puppy now, and then you nurture your dog, you buy all the expensive cooking oil. There was a house that I visited, right, and it was like we were having like a kapai shandigi, and then at some point we were cooking the poiki, and then I went and grabbed the cooking oil, right? Ha! I went and grabbed cooking oil, and then somebody said, and then this is ordinary cooking oil. It's Canon. Yeah, Canon cooking oil, right? And I grabbed the cooking oil because I'm like, okay, it's cooking oil, moss. Yeah, because we also use it here in our houses, moss. It's moss, not, you know. And that guy was like, no, 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 no. That is the oil for the dogs. I said, how? Wait. Hey. It's the oil for the what? It's the oil for the dogs. And I was like, oh, okay. And they had like Rottweilers. Like they had like 4 Rottweilers. And the Rottweilers are very well taken care of. They were beautiful. They don't shed and, they don't shed and their coats are black and they're very well taken care of, right? And I understood why, because they have most now cooking oil for them. So their food is cooked and then like it's cooked with cooking oil. I was like, oh, okay. So I should take which one? Take the olive oil. I was like, banana. Wow, 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 wow. Ooh, levels. Levels, levels, levels. I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I also want my animals to have animal cooking oil. Cause whoa, we are complaining about oil prices and this person is buying oil for dogs. Hey, but anyhow. So hypothetically, you are that kind of owner. You're that kind of owner and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take care of my dog and I'm going to be like, I'm going to love my dog and it's mine. You know, you take care of it. You give it a name. It didn't even have a name. It was just dog. Now you give it a name. Oh, Spotty. Spotty, Spotty. Everything is for Spotty. Spotty even gets like a little bed that he sleeps in the house when you guys are watching TV because you're an animal person. You love them. You're part of the advocates that says, our Wambo people and Tonga people must not eat dogs. Dogs are your friends. They are not your food. They are food. Yeah, they are a delicacy. Yeah, they are a delicacy. We will eat us. I wonder how the ladies there at Omthia always have a dog. Like, do they breed dogs for cooking purposes? I don't know. I'm just asking. So this dog who's Spotty, this dog decides, or not even decides, one day, now you have been with the dog for like 5 years, 6 years, you know, the dog is very, very much comfortable, it's got in your house, it's all of that, and then, right, the dog bites you. It's like, what? Wait a minute. The dog bites you? Like, but this is Spotty. Spotty would never do that. Yeah. Who Spotty did it? That is what they mean by kakora kekuje. Another scenario that you might understand a little bit better, because you're like, yeah, but dog's mind. It's like taking in it's like taking in a lion and expecting it not to eat you when it's hungry one day. And you guys have more theories and you guys have answers and you guys are all just backchecking there. Naughty, naughty. You guys are just backchecking on the other side of this line. Like, eh, no, matriarch, you are wrong here. Call. It's because you don't have airtime, because you jade no hapeni. Eh, that's why you're not calling in. Yeah, it's not because I'm not here. It's not because the phone lines are not working. It's because you don't have airtime. It is what it is. Yeah, if you want to prove me wrong, you can call. The number in studio is 083-2888-401. So, Uspoti. So let's go with another scenario. So nice guys finish last. They say nice guys finish last. So sometimes, right, you're just tired of dating all these bad boys. You're tired of dating trash. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to date a guy that my dad approves of. You know, I'm going to date a good guy that my dad approves of. So now the vetting process is very easy. You just look for the most boring guy. That's how we can spot you good guys. That's boring. Like, yeah. And we usually find you guys when we want to settle down. Like, yeah, I want somebody that's stable, consistent, always there, nothing else to do. I am the center of his universe. And that's how we vet them. You know, we vet them. Yes. Okay. So what do you have going on in your life? Nothing. And you're like, yeah, I like you. I like you a lot. You have nothing going on in your, I love you. Uh-huh. So you decide that you're gonna must now give a chance. Oh no, you know what? The guy is not bad looking and the guy smells nice. Why don't I want this guy? Why do I just want these ones, the hood rats? Why do I want that for myself? I'm going to give this nice and wonderful man an opportunity to love me. Eh? An opportunity to love me. An opportunity to, you know, father children with me. An opportunity to marry me. An opportunity to make my parents happy. Plus the degree, of course. So, You give this guy a chance, huh? Because he's most now your stray that you took in. Eh, he knows nothing, this guy. Yeah, he knows nothing. Ooh, personal hygiene sometimes is also just lacking. But you know, there are certain things about a person that you can change. So it's not really to say that I'm going to change you for the worst. I'm just going to enhance what is already there. I'm going to be like makeup for you. And now you start talking to this guy and this other time you just send a hey. You know, he will reply and call back and send you airtime in the same breath. In that first 1 minute, he'll do that. But anyhow, so you start talking to him. Hi, how you doing? How have you been? Because he gave you your number in 2012. So you're like, hey, do you still have the same number? It's Angelique. And he's like, oh, Angelique, you know, I've been following you on Facebook, because they never quit. They never quit. Okay. They never quit. They're always just permanently whatever. Good guys. So you give this guy an opportunity to be your lover. You give this guy an opportunity to be your friend. You give this guy an opportunity to be your man's. And then he rocks up, like, so he invites you out for dinner at some point, you know, and you come, you know, the showstopper that you is, huh? You pull up on some old school Bobby and his whole crew. We set it off. Like, baby, we will come through the game. Got us all shook, doing what you won't do. If you ain't got a list of couple fairs and you ain't cool. Optical illusion. Once upon a time, I met Fiona, the owner. So tight, need a rubber to lay her like strays in a race. Name the time and the place. Fiona had it coming. No, like, woo, pulling up. Magic is tragic. Sprinkle angel dust on. So what happening? Yo, now when I'm seeing this back, I'm like, yo, how many swear words did I put in one rhyme? I can't even do it on radio. I can't do it on radio without censoring myself. Like, you know, radio changes you. Working on radio changes you. I don't remember the last time I swore, because every day my life is censored. Because I'm just afraid Kran is gonna find me in the bathtub swearing, and then Kran is gonna be like, banned. Ben. But anyhow, so you give this guy an opportunity. So you pull up and you are looking sway. You are looking dashing. You are looking vibracious. You are looking like a whole snack and a meal and a three course meal. And you are looking like everything, right? That your mama would be proud of. Your cousins would envy and your colleagues would be saying, yes, girl. Yes, girl. Mr. West, Mr. West. Hoza. So Vele. You get them and he looks like an ordinary dude, you know, the ordinary boring dude, like I guess, you know how boring ones dress. Yeah. The ones that don't have swag and just an ordinary guy. He's not dirty. You just wish he had a little bit more style, but he doesn't. So he wears the same shoes that your father wears. He wears the same kind of trousers that your father wears and the same kind of t-shirts that your father wears. And you're like, yeah, my dad would definitely like this. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's a replica of father. He would definitely like this. And then he will put me back in his will because, you know, we do things for different reasons. Sometimes we were disowned. Sometimes our dad said that if you don't get your life together, I'm going to take you out of my will. And then this is you trying now to get your life together by getting a dude that has his life together. You know, consistency, stability, you know, even if the sense of humor is dry, even if you are dry, yeah, it's okay. You know, you can live with it. I mean, who needs coitus anyways? It's a banging sex life anyways. No one. Because if you have consistency and stability, somebody to depend on for the rest of your life, you know, that will always be there. It beats, you know, having a good sex life. It beats it, you know. You outweigh the options. Do I want a banging sex life with somebody that's making me cry, or do I want a non-existent sex life with somebody that's making me smile? You choose, you know. Sometimes a girl gets to a point in her life where she just needs to look at this guy and says, Kucha, yes, this guy, no matter what he is, this is the guy I'm gonna settle down with, and you tag, you're it. So this is the nice guy that you're giving an opportunity. You know, they say that nice guys finish last, what. So you're like, no, you know, this guy is not going to finish last. Hopefully. So you give him a chance. And you're sitting there and you're looking at him like, yeah, nah. And his sense of humor dry. Everything is hard dry, just like the chicken that you're eating, dry. Because he decided to take you to a place that makes dry chicken. But anyways, so you start to get to know him. So how have you been in the past? How many years? How have you been in the past 13 years? Like, what happened? Do you have any children? Are you divorced? You don't ask if you're married and you don't ask if you're in a relationship, because this is a good guy. He would never come through it if he had a wife. He would never come through if he had a girlfriend. So you asked him if he's divorced. You asked appropriate questions for appropriate people. So you ask men, you're getting to know him. And also in this case, you are the one that is stirring the entire conversation. Yeah. Because a nice guy, usually shy. Yeah. Usually shy, usually very, very much like, yeah. there's a nice guy there that is very angry. Why are you angry? Why are you angry? Eh? Don't be angry. Just up your game. That's it. Don't be angry. Just up your game. Watch stand-up comedy and come and repeat the things to us. We'll laugh. Just watch an unknown, because you can't come with Dave Chappelle's things here and think that we won't catch on, that you're copywriting, plagiarism, what. No, we will catch you. You can't come here with Utreva things and then you think that we will not catch you. We'll catch you. Okay? So look for an unknown stand-up comedian, watch his material, and then you come and pitch it to us, and then we'll laugh and we'll be like, this guy's so funny. He's hilarious. You copy everything. Copy the way the guy is standing, the way the guy is telling the thing, and then you're okay. And those are tips from the matriarch on how to be funny. So, alrighty. So you have your very quiet evening with mans, and you know, he's a perfect gentleman. He pulls the chair, you sit down, he pulls the chair when you're going to the toilet as well. You know, he pulls the chair, he stands up every time that you leave the room and come back, you know, your majesty. And you're like, yeah, my dad would absolutely love this. But there's no spark, right? There's no spark and there's no Now they say that if you want to see if you are in love with your partner, when they leave and you are going to see them again, when they come back, right?
Do you know who hollers at you first?
M'lady.
M'lady says, tick, tick, tuna, tun, 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 tun. That's how you know you're in love. Like, yeah, I like this. There was no that. On this date, there was no that, okay? So there was no tun, tun. There's no nothing. Like, even when they held hands, like, because he insisted on holding hands because the stairs were very long, there was nothing. Just like, colleague. But yeah, you know. It's that time. It's that time in your life where you just have to compromise. You are also getting senior. You don't want to have children at the age of 45. So you're like, yeah. So I'd rather have children with somebody that is stable, you know, somebody that loves you. Even if you don't love them, it's okay. They must love you. It's fine because the house will still work if he loves you. The problem, the house will just not work if you don't love them. Or don't love them for something. That is why some people get married for money and they stay happy as long as the money is there. If the money is not there, I'm getting a divorce. I'm out. Yeah. Some people get married for like connection. And then if the connection is not there, I'm out. Some people get married for all the happy times. And then when you get depressed, your wife will leave you. Okay. You must ask, why are you with me? They all say love. Then you're like, no. It can't just be love. So you have this conversation. She has this conversation. They're walking down the street and then, yeah, fine. They get to the car and, you know, he's a perfect gentleman. You came with your own car because you are that girl. Yeah, because you don't, yeah, you came with your own car. So he gets in the car and then he decides to chaperone you home. So that means he's driving behind you. And he's escorting you home. So he escorts you home. Different cars. Very romantic. You are like, okay, fine. I like it. I like the commitment in this. I like the fact that he has safety on his mind when it comes to me. I love it. Kakorakwekuje, hello. You guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. I think I answered too fast. Eager Beaver, but it's all good. You guys can call back. Good evening. Kakorakwekuje. What's that? Hey, one more of that. I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. But anyhow, I'm hoping that the next one will buzz through. So it's 083-288-401. So this is Kakorake Huje episode 1 of a talk therapy. We're talking through it. So on pulling heartstrings. So, he chaperones you home and, you know, he gets out of the car to come and open, like, you know, come and open the door for you so that you can go and open the gate or whatever. He's just a gentleman. He's raised well. Oh, so you assume. You assume that he's raised well, so he's a perfect gentleman. And then he gives you a hug, and then he gives you a kiss on the cheek because you're not that fast. But we know that you had coitus with somebody on the first day. You met them that day, and you gave it up that day. But all of a sudden, with this one, with the good guy, the nice guy, you're like, no, I'm not that kind of woman. Because we set our own standards, baby. We set our own standards, and we create our own standards for each and every man. Yes. So you are out there, and you're like, yeah, I'm not that kind of girl. You can't just kiss me on the lips. You're like, Then you remember what other things you've had in your mouth on the first day. But okay, cool. I'm not being vulgar. I'm just saying, dirty girl. Anywho, so you go. And the minute he gets home, he texts you and then he also calls like, are you settled down? You're like, okay, I'm almost settled down. So this is you taking off your makeup and that you feel like you wasted. You're like, I should have just gone barefaced, but okay. You're taking off your makeup and then you're prepping for bed or for whatever you do at night, pulling heartstrings. You most probably prep to come back to listen to the radio. So he texts you, let me know when you're done prepping for bed. And then you let him know when you're done prepping for bed. And then he calls you, you know, and then he's like, okay, I had a wonderful evening this evening and I would like to take you out again on Wednesday. So you're like, okay. So, all right. There's a second date on the horizon. Okay. All good. Mara, it's still him, you know, there's nothing really to talk about. That's why you guys don't have those long conversations. You know how you are when you are in love with your bad boy, you guys talk all the time. With a good guy, it's not really that deep, guys. It's not that deep. You text once. It's like uniform. You text once, you know, I hope you have a wonderful day. It's like a closed message. Like there's no reply that you're going to have there. Like, yes, my sleep was beautiful. What? It's just one of those like, good morning, handsome. Yeah. Even handsome. The way you are spelling it is like, It's like, nobody must know that this is handsome. But anyways, good morning, handsome. Have a good day. Have a good and productive day. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later. Like straight. Yeah. Because, yeah, you don't intend to be talking to this person all day because, fella, you don't have those butterfly things. You don't have that, you don't have that hibby-jibby. You don't have that, you know, that little thing that comes up when you are so into somebody and you're thinking about them all day. You even forgot that you went on a date yesterday. You forgot about him completely until he called at 4:30. Right. How was your day? You're like, oh, it was wonderful. And then you share a little bit because you want to vent and you know that obviously for the relationship to continue, you can't just be mute. And remember, yeah, your inheritance is at stake here. Your father already told you it's clear as day, which I like if you don't get your life together. And then you're starting to get your life together with getting a stand-up man, an ordinary citizen to be your partner. So all in all, you push the conversation. He doesn't really ask you anything about you, but you push the conversation so that you guys can actually have conversation. And so you're like, okay, so what were you doing today? No, I was just at work. Okay, what type of job do you do? It's like, oh, no, I'm an accountant. I'm a chartered accountant. You're like, oh, okay, that's nice. What books are on your table? Because now you're just trying to keep the conversation because it's more like, for him, it's more like, it's the conversation with him is like an interview. So if you want to be, you know, if you want him to fall in love with you and you want to also get to know the person, you have to have conversation, even if it is a boring conversation, you have it. So you ask things like, oh, so whose books are you doing recently? And then they're like, no, I had F&B, had F&B's books. And, I also do a series of other people's books and what. And then you also ask questions like, okay, so where did you varsity? Where did you study? And then he'll tell you, no, I went to Stellenbosch. Like, oh, okay, that's good. And you, and then you're like, UNAM. Not that UNAM is not, but I'm just saying. It's like, can you ask him like, oh, so where have you traveled? I'm giving you guys tips. If you guys are going to take it, yeah, I'm giving you guys tips, which I just push the conversation since your inheritance is at stake here. So push the conversation. Okay. So yeah, then you ask, oh, okay. So how many countries have you visited? Have you ever been outside of Namibia and South Africa? And then he's like, yeah, I'm traveled all around the world. You're like, oh, okay. For what? And then he's like, no, the debating club. Like, oh, okay. And the reading club. You're like, oh, okay. All right. So then you ask also, because you are going to be taking the lead here with your good guy. Yeah. You're going to be taking the lead here. You're going to be the masculine one here. So you are going, the one that's going to be asking real questions here. Yeah? Him is never going to ask you anything. You might get married and he has never asked you a question about a personal question in your whole entire life. So you ask, okay, so what book are you reading recently? Like, yeah, I'm reading How to Kill a Mockingbird. You're like, oh, okay. And The Power, The Psychology of Money. Like, oh, okay. Then you ask, okay, so what are the principles of the psychology of money? That's interesting. Who wrote that? You ask. I know you have no interest, but you ask so that you can keep the ball rolling. Okay. So she's asking. Who wrote that? And then he answers, and then he goes on for like 15 minutes because his thing, right? His thing is academics. So you have to allow them to thrive in the area that they thrive. So this person is thriving there by the conversation. You know, the psychology behind money is that with all the what, and then he talks about, yeah, a various set of clients, part of their problem with their books is their expenditure. They don't really keep track of the small money that they spend, and that's why they end up accumulating. You are not even into this. You are like a whole creative. You're a radio journalist. You're a whole creative and you're like, yeah. That's interesting. And he's like, you know what? Can I come see you? Then you're like, yes, you can. And you know, you are most probably still at the office. So you walk down and then, yeah, you guys go for a quick coffee, you know, boring people stuff. And then you eventually get to the point where, like, after 6 months, because, you know, nice guys, they can wait. Nice guys, they can wait. It gets to 6 months and you are still talking every day. You are officially in a relationship. And then that's when you guys, start talking about, like, going home together so you can solidify it, consummate, consummate the relationship, solidify the relationship. So it's time for, like, okay, coitus. So he arranges a whole thing of like, yeah, let's go to the coast and have a what. It's going to be romantic and what. You get there. There are rose petals on the bed. You love the environment. The problem is him, but you can't really like say, I want you to sleep outside and, or let's get separate rooms. So you accommodate, but you also know where you are there because this is most now your stable guy. This is your nice and quiet guy that is going to also just be in your life. And at some point you also get fond of them and you also get, you get to know them. And when you get to know them, it's more of, it's not tolerance. It's really just, I'm patient with this person and I'm hoping that one day that, I will love this person. So you like this person and yeah, he's an okay person. You know, he's not harmful to you. He's not bad. He's not doing anything dangerous to you. So it's all good. So you also know why you are there. So you're not going to be left in Itosha. You're not going to be left in Itosha because all of a sudden you declined or what, because apparently guys don't like that. That's a rape culture. But anyhow, so you get to know this gentleman. You guys are in the room. You guys share a room. And then nighttime comes. Because you with your previouses, you're like, let's consummate the room. The minute you guys get on a trip, it's vacation. You guys get on a trip, let's consummate the room. Let's be like rabbits. But, you know, with your accountant, it's not like that, ne? It's not, let's just do this. It's like, no, technically we're going to do it at 10 o'clock. You know, he's very three button shirt, golf shirt kind of guy. You know, he buttons all the way to the top. It's all good. Yeah.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Alrighty. So, men's, you guys do the things. Yeah. So you guys do the things with men's, and it's okay. But hold that thought.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa eva tere urikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa ninge pata Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora Tatime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, No Heali, Ileko Berewa, Brahetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, the Eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alrighty, so you get into the swing of things, and then you guys go out for a little walk, komafuta, what, and it's a vacation. You are taking all nice pictures with yourself only, but then also later on you're like, oh yeah, people take pictures with their people that they're in relationships with. Okay, then you take pictures with him also because he's also a human being. I sound like such a mean girl, but it's what they are doing. It's what they are doing. But me, I'll tell you. Me, I am for you. I will tell you what these chicks are doing out here. So there are two or three pictures, and then they also, to make him feel nah, you also take a picture of his hand. Put it on your status, Everybody's asking, who's that? Because we know you for not being an orthodox kind of person. So we'll have best with that. And then you're like, so you take men's in. You take men's in, and you guys take your Saturday, or you take your weekend, and you do the things. Excuse me, please, because I seem like I'm very all over the place. So you take men's in. And you guys are doing the things, you guys are chilling. Yeah. By the time you guys get to the bedroom, it's anticlimactic. But you know this already. You know this because do you know how you know this? Because you are settling. You are settling and you have made a conscious decision. Now, I'm not saying that settling is bad. I'm saying that this is what's happening, but I'm not saying that settling is bad, because at the end of the day, as long as you as an adult can make a conscious decision, right, that you are going to be in a partnership with somebody for particular reasons, such as one, you are in a partnership for stability. There is nothing. I'm an adult, ne? I'm 34 years old. I'm turning 34 on Sunday. I'm 34 years old. There is nothing better than knowing that you have somebody that is going to always take care of you. There is nothing better than knowing that you have somebody that you're going to wake up and they're there. You're going to sleep and they're there. Even if they go to America, they're there. You understand? So if you ever come to a point in your life where you want a partner that is going to be there forever, and you are choosing to have a partner that is outside of your emotional phenomenon, or your emotional needs, or the needs that you think that you have, right? Then it's okay. As long as you know what you're doing, as long as you know that you are going into a relationship with somebody that is not your type, somebody that is not necessarily the same as everything. I say thing because clearly it didn't work out with these other people, right? Clearly it was catastrophic, and you liked the drama that was there, but it was not serving you. So you chose somebody that you can rely on. You can rely on, you can depend on them. And when we say dependability, right, we're not just talking about finances, because finances are at least last. On a person that wants to commit list, finances are the last thing. I need to know that you're going to be there. I need to know that I'm not going to grow old alone. I need to know that we're going to birth children and we're going to raise them. I need to know that I have a team member. Everything else, right, can be made, because everything else is acquirable. So everything, like style, like quitters positions, like whatever, you know, you can teach me and I can teach you and we can go through life together. So don't feel bad if you married for stability, because at the end of the day, right? Why would it be better for you to marry somebody out of love, but this person is inconsistent, but this person is unstable, this person is all over the place? Like, is it better? So you get love in doses. At least here with stability, you know that your love is always there. From this person, your love is always there. It's always there. It's consistent. And this person really genuinely wants to be with you. And you can't even dispute this. If you had to spend every waking day with this person would not mind. This person would not leave you for the boys. This person would not leave you for a cousin. This person would not leave you for another person. This person is in for the long haul. And this is exactly what this particular lady decided to do. She decided to date outside of her normal dating range or her normal type, right? She wants consistency. She wants stability. Now, also, when we talk about consistency, we know, that most of you guys don't understand, because y'all ain't consistent for nothing. You don't know. You don't know what consistency is. And if you are fighting with me, right? If you are fighting with me and you think wada wada wada, the number in studio is 0832-888-401. Eh, come fight with me, please. Eh, so I can put you in your place. Because how? You guys don't know what consistency is. Consistency is, right? Constantly. Yeah, do the same consistency. Like, you keep going with it. Like, you are consistent with the way that you love me. You love me every day. You love me all the time. You love me every single season that I'm having. And you love me through the ups and the downs. I get cancer. You love me. I get TB. You love me. I'm absolutely normal. You love me. I'm absolutely healthy. You love me. When I'm abnormal, you love me still. Consistency. You love me through it all. And that's what people need. And that's why sometimes you can look at a couple, right? And you can be like, yo, but they don't fit together. But we don't care. We don't care. We don't care. Because we have a stable home. Eh? You guys that fit together, you guys have instabilities and toxicity inside your houses. And we don't want that. We don't want that. So, yeah. Sometimes you can look at, who's this? Tiny and T.I. Tiny is not pleasing to the eye. The T.I.'s wife. T.I. is an American rapper. She's not for everybody's taste, you know? Like, I'm not gonna call her ugly, because no, we don't do that. I'm going to say that she might not be the type of person that you would date, but the way they are making it work with T.I., right? And the way they are holding it down. I don't know if they're still married or not, but the first thing I did when I checked out their reality show, like, years back, I was like, whoa, T.I. must date somebody like Ciara. And he's like, no, I'm married to my wife, Tiny. So, but they have a happy home. They have a stable home, or they had. I'm not sure about their relationship status right now, but that is what I saw. Consistency and stability. Stability and being grounded within your setting. Knowing exactly why you are with somebody, right? Is better than you roaming around for imaginary things. Because at the end of the day, right? Looks fade. I promise you, looks fade. And the worst part is that life is so unpredictable. This same person that you're saying is so much fire, and that's why you are dating them, has an injury tomorrow, and it just burns all over. And then, yeah, that's still your person, right? And now somebody that was there for your looks, are they going to stay? Are they going to stay for your looks when an accident happens? That is why when it comes to the matter of settling down, I understand the narrative. I understand why people settle down. I understand why people settle down with people that we don't expect. You know, like, oh, okay, so you guys are together? Like, one is so hot and fire, and the other one is just an ordinary auntie or an ordinary uncle. You're like, Mara Naomi Campbell, what are you doing with the Delicious? Mara Beyonce, what are you doing with Jay-Z? Hey, when you imagine Beyonce kissing Jay-Z, you're like, ah. Like, hey guys, no. You know, life is not fair. So she knows exactly why she's in it. And part of consistency and stability, right, is the fact that you have this house that is built on mutual respect, mutual understanding, and compromise for one another. Now, you cannot have mutual respect with somebody that is roaming the streets. You cannot have mutual respect with somebody that is cheating on you left, right, and center. You cannot have a mutual respect with somebody that is embarrassing you, eh? Embarrassing you, Chomi, is sleeping with other people, eh? And other people know about you. You guys wonder why women cannot forgive you for cheating. Even just talking to another woman intimately, she cannot forgive you. It's because it's embarrassing. Yeah? Because you don't know. You don't know if she decided to settle. You know, you don't know if she decided, like, you know what? I'm going to choose my battles wisely, and I'm going to date this fellow that has the capability of making me happy, and I can like him, and we can go far with him. And then it's just, you know, that's why we are at Kakorake Kuje. That's why we are at this particular conversation. Because vele. Alright, so she gives the man a chance and they are in it, you know. She's like, yeah, I'm not talking to anybody. She's not doing anything. They are in a relationship, you know, they consummated the relationship. You know, they solidified it there by Komafuta and what. It was very anticlimactic. It was not the type of coitus that you come, there's no those things. It's just basically like he's a one minute wonder, and it is what it is. Because we are not in it for that. We are here for procreation, to birth babies at some point. We are here for marriage. We are here for consistency. We are here for stability. We are here also for somebody that is not going to be roaming the streets or embarrassing you. We are here for other things. We are not here for coitus. We are not here for looks. We are not here for butterflies. Because we had that and it didn't work out well, isn't it? We had that. We had the whole butterflies. We had the whole, you give me goosebumps all over my buttocks. Yeah, we had it. And what did the goosebumps on the buttocks do? Eh? Brought you a little gonorrhea here and there. Or is it syphilis or chlamydia? We don't know what he brought you, but okay. So, they are basically together and they are good, you know. And in her eyes, right? The reason that I'm talking about this is in her eyes. This is Kakorake Uji. So this is somebody that she takes in, and it happens a lot. We take in with hopes of this is going to be mine. Do you know how it feels like to be sick, right? And you have an unstable partner. And I'm not talking the kind of sick where you are in the house, you have period pains, you have a flu, you have a cough, you are just at home. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about let's go for an operation. I'm talking about, yeah, next of kin kind of vibes. I'm talking about ICU kind of vibes. I'm talking about hospital for a couple of weeks kind of vibes. Do you know how it feels like to be trapped in the hospital sick and you have a lover that is inconsistent with the relationship? Now, hypothetically, you're cohabitating with this lover. The whole time that you're in the hospital, eh? You are just thinking that your lover is bringing girls home. Ah. And now, how are you going to even heal fast? Eh? And one day he comes, another day he doesn't come, he doesn't call, he just says, oh, send me an update, he doesn't talk to the doctor, nothing, you know. And you know, when your mom comes at 3 o'clock visiting time, 3 o'clock, he's like, no, I'll just come later, because he doesn't want to run into your mom, because he knows that he's for the streets, and the whole time he's that you're in hospital, he's there with another girl that he imported from Chuarongo or wherever. And he's there playing house. He has hid all your pictures. He has hid all your clothes. He has basically rearranged the whole entire house, eh, to make himself look like a bachelor. And you are at the hospital sick, right? You probably have some stomach things that they have to operate and all of that. And Yeah, and you are dating this kind of person that you don't know if he's going to come or not today. Like, I think that that's the worst. I think I never want to be in a situation like that in my life where I don't know if my boyfriend is going to come. I don't know if my boyfriend is going to come or not. I don't even know if my boyfriend likes me as a person. But then with nice guy, right? With nice guy, you know that he's going to come. You know that he's going to make time to come and see you because he understands, right? The assignment. He understands, kucha, he has to be there for you. And there's no bone inside his body that would say he doesn't want to be there. So he will come and he will bring food and he'll come and sit and chat. And then he'll also fluff your pillow. And then he'll also ask the doctor, like, okay, so how's her condition? You know, like a dad, you know, because we are all secretly looking for fathers in our husbands. Yeah, you must be my father, my mother. You must be my doctor, my caregiver. You must be my surrogate. You must be everything. So. You know that the chances with a nice guy, even if you, you know, get paralyzed, he'll still be there. You know, he's consistency. Like, it is what it is. You know, this is my person. I vowed this is it. You know, so you're with this person. Nice. And you are like, okay, so I made a good choice. You know, she's in the hospital. She got into the hospital at some point and then he did that. You know, he was there for her and all of it. And in these times that she is seeing his consistency and care, because also when you come out of dangerous places, when you come out of places, that's why they say that never ever accommodate something that takes you to a dark place that took you very long to get out of. If somebody is depressing you, leave them. If somebody is killing your morale, your heart inside, leave them. Because for you to get to the point where you were, right? It took a lot. And now somebody's just going to come and snap their fingers and everything. And that's not what we want, right? So she's, then she starts, right? There's something about the love that you feel for your spouse or for your partner after you realize that this is it. Like that moment that you realize, like, okay, so you are the person that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. I'm going to see you every day. I'm going to see, like, this is it. Like, there's just no other person coming from where or whenever. When you have that realization, I think it's the most beautiful thing, because also something happens. There's like a dopamine surge or something that happens within your body. Antioxidants or something that floods to your brain, and then they give you that chemical of love, and then you start loving your person. You start loving your person with his weird brown shoes and his weird yellow shoes and his weird blue shoes that look like your dad's. You start loving him. You start loving the button shirts. Now you even wash the button shirts nicely and you iron them, which I know. And even when you go into a shop, you don't want to make it too much. And sometimes you can also style him. You start styling him according to, no, just let's, this is nice. Then you guys start matching and you start loving him. You start loving him because, that is the genuine part of growing into love. And that's why I think that with the ancestors and with our ancient people, I think they were onto something with the arranged marriage, because you don't fall into love, because falling into love is dangerous, because you don't know where you're going to land. But if you grow into love, right, it is intentional. It is by choice. It is by day. It is slowly. It is gradually. And it is stronger than the one where you fall. So don't fall in love. Grow in love. So you fall in love with this person and you know you're making him cool. So you're making him cool by you change his wardrobe to some degree. You know, he can still wear his three button shirts because they are not bad. But now we can just put on a cargo pants, you know, a nice, like, you know, the Simot pants. We all want that. Yeah. All the mature girls, they all want that. You know, a person that dresses like a daddy, you know, a person that dresses like they've got something going on, you know, like even if it's just sway, love, you know, stability, they got something going on. So you tell him, oh no, buy this sneaker and buy these pants and then wear them with this t-shirt. You start styling him. Now your thing that you picked up, that you picked up that nobody wanted. You were single for 7 years. Nobody wanted him, my dear. Then you even tell him, okay, so haircut-wise, let's do this. You know, like, let's get a nice fade. Let's get a nice fade, and it would look nice, you know? So when you go to the salon for your nails and your hair, you also take him with, and then you're like, no, just get something at the barber as well. Like, oh, cut him like this. And, you know, he's very agreeable because he can also see your sense of style. So you fix up your shandy. Hmm? You fix up your shandy. You fix up your thing for yourself. Okay. So daddy's starting to look like daddy. Hmm? And you're starting to get those butterflies. Yeah. Yeah. You're starting to get that, you know, that tintin, tintin. And then you also start to tell him, just hold it. Stop. Hold it. You know, stop. Breathe a little. This 1 minute shandy is not working, at least 5 minutes, you know? Breathe a little. Breathe a little. Just breathe through it. You know? So, yeah. You're starting to school him and you're starting to teach him. There are so many men out here that are being taught how to be men by women. And there are a lot of women that are being taught how to be women by men. Because unfortunately, right, we didn't necessarily have the kind of parents that I think the 21st century adult would need. So we are learning how to be nurturers, how to be caregivers, how to be lovers and also responsible people from our partners. And that's why they say that choose your partner wisely, because your partner determines your downfall or your rise from the ashes. Okay. Like a phoenix. So that is a one pointer. You can write it down. It's all good. You know, you can plagiarize me. I love you. You can plagiarize me. You can use my work. It's all good. So they start getting along, you know, and then also the beat up Honda, you know, the guy has a good salary. The guy works. The guy is fine. Why are we not buying an appropriate car, say? So she's like, I'm tired of this car. So I'm tired of this car. Let's go. MNZ. Let's go to MNZ. Like, what's your problem? Like, why? No, my grandfather gave me this car. No, we're not showing up at the whiskey, the whiskey, what do you call it? The whiskey tasting festival or the whiskey tasting, with you looking like that and feeling like, majebeni. But anyways, before I take it very far, ladies and gentlemen, for those that are listening, I've got one question for you. There's a competition that's happening for the whiskey festival. Oh, for the whiskey tasting. Hey, is it whiskey tasting? Whiskey festival. Whiskey. So all the question that you guys have to answer, I've got two tickets available for two lucky winners. If you guys would like to win these tickets, all you have to do is tell me exactly where the event is going to take place. That's it. Just give me the name of the place that is going to take place, and you guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Please do call in, and then please do let me know. It is a very, you can win the tickets and then you can go and taste whiskey. Like in this Namibia, in this economy, you really want to be spending your own money, while here you can just win from $2 credit. You can just win and then you can just go and be tasting whiskeys. And also, like, I mean, come on. It's not every day we have a place that is, we have an event of this nature where people are literally allowing you guys to come and get drunk on them via variety. Because you are not going to be tasting one whiskey. It's not like sitting there and tasting one whiskey. No, no. Good evening.
Yeah, evening. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right.
Kakura keku jeman.
She's nice.
Bella. Kakura keku yay. Yes, my dear.
How is happening? Everything
is popping like popcorn, my dear. Pop, 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 pop. We are popping, gee. Yeah? How you doing?
I'm telling you. So you guys are having your festival for wine tasting?
Not for wine, for whiskey.
Oh, whiskey.
Oshimo whiskey. Ka whiskey.
Oshimo
sheni.
Mauta kengeri
body. Eno.
Oof.
Hey.
I want to show up.
Yes, so where?
I don't know the place.
You now go do a little research. Just go check. Go. Yeah. Just go do a little research and you come back.
I'll go into the show anyway.
It's not.
Hey.
No. You answered wrong. So you can call back again. That's a wrong answer, say.
I didn't call her for to talk about the whiskey.
Yeah, no, but still, just go on to the socials and then just go and read there and then you come back and then you come and give me the name and then that's it. Yes, and then that's it. Must go do a little research and come back. Yeah, don't you want to go and drink whiskey you now? Mogubot, so are you not tired of spending your own money? I mean, every time it's always just your money that is going. Shower for you want to lengthen us. You have an agenda. You have an agenda.
Wow.
You have an agenda.
Okay, I'll call back.
Okay, but you're going to do research.
Hey, I'm going to do this. No.
Very well.
All right.
Ciao. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen. So she gives the guy a chance and it's all going well and everything is going well. So she cleans up her thing, her guy. And when she cleans up her guy, he starts most now looking nice also. So now we also have shower gel. Like, please stop using the green bath soap, lovey. Yeah. And then we replace it with shower gel because some guys, all they need is a feminine touch. All they need is a woman in their lives. And then, you know, they pick up nicely. So he's got nice things and good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Kakorake kujem.
Yes. No. I'm calling about the competition.
I know you're calling about the competition, but how do you understand the term kakorake kuji?
Kakorake kuji is it's a statement, a verbal statement. Let me say it in the English language. Breed it so it can eat you. So that's a translation. Yes. It means like just take care of something and then it will come back to bite you.
So the idea is don't take care of nothing.
Yeah.
Leave the things on the street.
Leave the things on the street.
But sometimes the thing is looking so sad.
It's supposed to look sad to pull you in.
True that. Okay, so what is the answer? Okay, the question is, where will it take place? The whiskey tasting.
Mövenpick Hotel. Yes.
Okay. All right. So what is your name?
You're speaking to Amon.
Amon. The number?
081. 62.
62.
85.
263. What is your surname?
Newaka.
All right.
Newaka.
I got this. Shindonga on Hixi. Hello. Newaka. All right. The number is 081-625-85263.
Yes.
All righty. We will give you a buzz if you have one. You have one. We will give you a buzz if you have one. But no worries. And thank you so much for participating. That's the movie, Danjara. You guys only answer alcohol questions. You say you're tired of spending your own money. It's better to just spend that $2 credit, guys. All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Ciao.
No.
Bye. All righty. So, yes, you're going to participate also. Vel of a knee, buddy. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've had two tickets. So, alrighty. Okay. So there, the guy is nice now, Mose. Ushawa gel, it's on point. You know, he's got that explorer or what is it? What is this? The other one that the man likes. Yeah, I like explorer.
Kleptonoid.
Ah, okay. So he's got that explorer. Now, you know, he just used to put on the Dav roll-on. Only. And then he goes to work. So now it's, you know, he puts on the roll-on and then he also with an explorer. Or when he's feeling nice, it's kleptonoid. Because the person has the resources, but he just doesn't have a helper. Yeah, the curtains in the house, you know, they are the nice long ones now, because previously he just used to put a box. Like, what is wrong with you, sir? But anyhow. So he started, his life improved ever since Mughal came into his life, right? And everything is going well. So now even his beard is cut in a certain way, and he's looking like someone now, eh? He's looking like someone now. And he's also told Kuja, aha, we, you know, nwayo black label. No, nwayo tombo. Hey baby, no nwayo tombo. Let's drink this one. Hey, let's drink this one. Let's go to the whiskey festival. Let's go to the whiskey tasting. You know, they will go, they go to all these fun places, nah places, mnandi. Hey, so it becomes nicer now. Now everybody's also starting to notice, because now there's the Benz that is parked in the parking, and then there's also the curtains that are looking nice, and also his nails are done. Hey baby, his nails are done, and also like his shoes, you know, the orthopedic shoes from the pharmacy is not flying anymore. So he's got like, they're really nice, you know. Today he wears Air Force One, you know, and it's white. Tomorrow is Air Force Two. Ooh, Air Force One again, it's brown, you know. He's got like a set of Air Force, like brown, white, black, and then he also has a green one, and then he's got also like these nice shoes for, you know, young men. And then also his sandals are come to Jesus, but come to Jesus in a nice way. Whoa, baby. Even you right now, when you are listening, eh? Because I described him in the beginning. And now when you're listening, you're like, I could date that. You're like, yeah, this seems more appropriate, eh, for me. Mughal was asking, which I know, are there no promotions there at your work? Hey, babe, chartered accountant, are there no promotions there at your work? And he's like, oh yeah, there are promotions at work. I just, you know, what type of promotion? Bring the promotion so I see. So he brings the flyers to Mughal, to his, you know, to us, the ones that we are settling, brings to us. And the girl goes through them, and then, you know, she's like, apply for this one, apply for this one, and apply for this one. And he's like, no, but I'm not, nah, nah. And she's like, my dear, apply. Then he's like, no, I don't really want to. Then, yeah, my dear, this girl goes through his things, finds all his qualifications and papers and stuff, fills out the application forms for the post, and then she goes and hands them over, eh, for the promotion and what. My dear, he gets promoted at work. Kucha, congratulations. You are our best candidate. You are not even coming for an interview, because it's within the company. Most like, oh no, you start tomorrow. And he's like, and then he calls like, baby, I got the promotion. It's like, yes, I applied for you. You know, like, onwe kurire po man. We want you to grow. Hey, you get the salary. We just make you look pretty. Hey, beautiful things, man, brah. So he's literally climbing up the corporate ladder, and so is she. She's also doing quite well. And that's why they say that, when somebody comes into your life, let this person that comes into your life bring goodness in one area or another, bring nice things, you know, take care of you kind of things. And yeah. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, madam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling.
No, you have to participate in the conversation.
Excuse me?
You have to participate in the conversation.
Okay, what's the question?
Were you not listening?
No, not, I was busy out and I came back.
And then you came back just to call in so that you can win the ticket. Only. Okay. So you don't listen to my show even?
Excuse me?
So you don't even listen to my show?
I did. I was listening to it the whole day. I was listening to the radio the whole day.
Not the radio, me, my show, personally. This is a personal thing. It's private. Not Eagle FM, it's private here.
Excuse me, your line is cutting.
And I'm saying it's private, so you don't listen to my show. You just called in for the competition only.
I listen to your show, it runs from 9 to 12, right?
Yes.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Yella. I stepped out and then I came in.
Yella. I like it. It starts from nine. Girl. I like this thing.
And then I came back. I was like,
Shoot. Radio. All right. So before we get that started, Nem, I want to ask you. Yeah. So you know the thing of settling, right?
Yes.
Settling in a relationship. What do you think it is? Like, how would you define it? How would you say it is? Like, you know, sometimes when you give the nice guy a chance, what happens there? Did you give the nice guy a chance? What happened?
You gave this. Okay, it actually gives some time. Because you can never trust a gender.
You know.
You tell them everything now, and then they ask you, what are your fears, or what is it that you don't like in the relationship?
Yeah, then
and they do the exact opposite. Or, now you tell us that, no, I like what.
Mm-hmm.
And then he uses this thing.
Uh-huh.
And then you're just like, dude.
But why?
I thought I told you ABCD.
Hey, but why?
Why are you doing this?
Why?
Yes, I've had it with men.
I'm over it. I'm taking a break.
Yes, I think it's high time us ladies be on the savage right now. Which we should be against men.
But the guys are complaining that you guys only want to date the nice guys after you guys are washed up and old and have many kids and you're unstable. Yeah, they are complaining about that. Kuja, you guys only want the nice guys after you guys are basically washed up.
But then they should remember that I got this kid from a fellow man.
He's just a man.
He promised me the same thing. And things did not turn out the way they were supposed to.
And now we want to go to the whiskey festival.
Girl. That's why I say that. It's high time we be the other side. Let's leave them
and let's just focus on work.
Let's make the money.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
Yeah. And look and beautiful and go to bed alone.
And go travel the world.
You know,
go hook up with somebody in another country where, you know, it was just one time, cut off, I left the country, I'm back.
And then you find out you are pregnant or you have an STD, then you have to go back. And look for the person. Now you have your little kakalad baby and who's my father? Like, hey. It was a white guy in Singapore. All right. So where will the event take place?
The event will take place in Moventic Hotel. Yes.
Okay. What is the event?
It's a whiskey festival.
Oh.
Event hosted by F&B.
Okay, so what's your number?
081.
Double eight.
Yes, I'll use the other NPC number because my PIN number goes in and out.
Okay, so no problem.
Okay, so it's
88.
88 again. No, it's 08.
818-336-267. Alrighty. And your name?
It's Nancy. But I'll be traveling out, so I'll send my brother to pick it up. Abner Frank.
Abner France.
Yes.
Okay. All right, my beloved.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Stay strong when you're traveling out there. Ciao. Likewise.
Keep giving the good vibes in the show. I love it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ciao. All right, beloveds, that was the last ticket that we had to give out. So, all right. So she gives the guy a chance. The chance is amazing. They're doing so well, you know. Come on. They're doing so well. And he's getting an upgrade. He's getting an upgrade in his life and everything is going nice. Everything is going nice and he's nice and he smells good now. And he got a promotion at work that she applied. Like literally she applied for the job for him and he got it. And also he moved out of his kaya. Moved out of his kaya because sometimes, right, you can have all the money in the world, but you just don't have swag. You don't have style. You just don't have an advisor. You don't have somebody that's going to be pushing you to your limit. Have you ever met somebody that is making so much money? Like Okabomba, like in the village, there's no omea. When he goes home, he takes 5 liter waters to go and be drinking. Like, you're like, wow. Nenge! Like, this person makes so much money. Mara, this person doesn't think of building on Tarara. Like, it's just not part of his dream. And then a woman comes along and pressure. Because there's no pressure bigger than the pressure that you get from the person that you're getting pum pum from. So, the pressure game is on. So she pressured him into becoming the best version of himself. And also they started appreciating each other. And at some point, you know, it was now meet the parents, because at this point they're like together for like 2 years. So now, Udaddy Dearest loves this guy, yeah? She's back in the wheel, guys. She's back in the wheel, but she's also in love. So she's also, she has also walked into love, yeah? She loves him and he loves her and they love each other. So it's been 2 years together and, she has met his parents and he has met her parents and, you know, one big happy family. So when he is at a family gathering at his house, she is also with him. When she is at a family gathering at her house, he is also there. And, you know, they give him the respect that he needs. And she also gets the respect that she needs from his family. So everything is literally like going smoothly. And everything is going wonderfully. And in this smoothness and wonderfulness, it's like everything beautiful unfolds. You know, when Ewonkunda came to visit them when they were in the north at his place, and the guy was like, yeah, but there's Puna Eana, you know, Puna Eana Pamwe, you know, Totura Kongandarate, Boza, Totura Kongandarate Kanagameme, Puna Anari Rampia Kari Ropa Kuruntu Eana, Shaja Kuruntu Akurupa Pefe, Pumbangantu, Momentu. You know, you know, the nice things that we like.
USAF's shelves are stocked with fresh produce, pantry staples, and more. All at prices you can afford. Pay only $134.99 for selected Lovis premium disposable nappies, $54.99 for 2 kilos Surf hand washing powder, 750 milliliters Polar-grade dishwashing liquid, $14.99, and 400 milliliters Dawn hand and body cream, $29.99. You save, I save, we all save at USAF.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.
Lipura mengelo wapungwa eva tere urikoni mando tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwili nawa. Ninge patafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM. The eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwala konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka okone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle.
All right. So vele. So everything is going well, right? It's 2 years. She gave the nice guy a chance. You know, like, nice guy's finished last. It's not going to happen here. You know, he got the trophy wife. He got the it girl. There's this guy on Married at First Sight. What is his name? Luvalo. Yeah. Luvalos, right? The Luvalos, I remember Portia because Portia is the it girl. Yeah, Portia is so beautiful, shame. Ah, with or without makeup, Portia is so beautiful. And the way she styles herself, so nice, so elegant, so money. Yeah. And Portia has her own money and she's just wow. And her husband, the one that the squad got for her, is nothing like she wanted. She wanted most tall, dark and handsome. Who's six pack? Him, he has one pack. He's light in complexion. He has a beard. He's chubby. He is fit, but he's chubby. He's just not what she envisioned herself to be with, but they made it work. And their marriage is flourishing from Married at First Sight, Mzanzi. I'm so sorry, guys. Okutopitha, you know, it's like a scanner pack. I'm like, from there. Okay. So she gives this guy a chance and it's one of those like, you know what? I'm going to date outside of my normal parameter. I'm going to basically take somebody that is not of my caliber. Or my usual caliber. Hello.
Hi,
good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well.
So,
the matriarch.
Yes, my love.
Quick question.
Yes.
You speak a lot about guys finishing last and women having to give the good guy a chance and so forth.
Not a lot. A lot today, yes, but not a lot.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, like for today's conversation.
Yes.
You mentioned it so many times and so repeatedly that it got me asking.
Yeah.
Is it really a situation of the woman giving the nice guy a chance, or is it that the guy actually settles? Because from my understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because women are trash. But okay. Yes. I like where this is going.
No. Women are not trash.
Everybody is trash.
Women are not trash.
Everybody is trash.
But women are not necessarily trash. But
mm-hmm.
In many instances, men make the choice of who they want to settle with.
Okay.
So do we still call it that the woman settles when it was actually the guy's decision to say, I'm going to settle with this one, even if this Damona is not the precious that I initially wanted? Because at the end of the day, when you choose, when it comes to things like marriage, settling down for the long run, it's actually the guy that initiates this. So is it really a concept of the good guy finish last, or is it the good girls that actually finish last?
But if we are looking at it from a concept of nice guys finish last, or good girls finish last, or the concept in itself of settling, right? We also have to look at the duration in which you were looking for Mise. Yeah. You won me from 2012. Every let's just look at it, right?
It's been 13 years.
Every single day, like clockwork. Like, good morning, beautiful. You don't have my number. Good morning, beautiful. Good night, beautiful. Good morning, beautiful. I have that in my DM. I have people that have been texting from 2012. Good morning, beautiful. I'm like, ah, you're not tired. You're talking to yourself in the DM for years. Yes, over a decade, you know? And, it's really one of that, where this person is genuinely a nice person, but he's just not the thing you like. So the thing you like is, I'm a bad boy. Yeah. The guy that's also, the dangerous one is exciting. The dangerous one, you don't have to teach him nothing. But the problem is that he's dangerous. So you literally say that, you know what? I'm going to give Abner. Even his name is not dangerous. What's his name? Abner. You know, it's like we or twiggy raw sticks, no steaks, no shakes, no shab. You know, daddy. you can call me Skilizo. You can call me CR7. Hi. You know, I'm a bad boy. They even have nicknames because somewhere, somehow, somebody gave them a nickname because somewhere, somehow, something was going wrong and they fixed it or whatever. And now you have Abner. Nobody calls him anything else except Abner. And Abner is a guy that has he's stable, he's consistent, he's not what you like. What you like is motorcycle. You want your guy to have a motorcycle and a car. For days that you don't want to be in the wind, you are in the car. For the days that you want to be on a motorcycle, you're on the motorcycle, on motorbike or whatever, you know? A little dangerous. This guy, the dangerous one doesn't have a job. The dangerous one doesn't have ambitions even for a job or even a hustle like Enga. Doesn't have it. You know? But he's cute. Eh? He's cute and also he lays pipe. Eh? Like, yeah. He lays pipe. So you are looking at that's I'm a bad boy. I'm a bad boy doesn't have future prospects, doesn't have plans with you specifically even. Right? But yes. he's also very toxic in a way that lures you in. Because somewhere, somehow in your childhood, Mbera, somebody gave you, abandoned you at some point and now you just like abandonment. And then now you are looking for abandonment in men.
Unavailable men
because your father was unavailable and now you just like unavailable dudes and then that's what you're stuck with. So you would never look at Abner because you text Abner once and Abner replies. Yeah? Abner calls you first. Oh, I'm a bad boy. You text at 7 when you wake up to go and start getting ready for work. And 10 o'clock you text again at tea time. Eh? And at 12 o'clock you text again. And then he texts us at 3. Sup, babe? you didn't see my SMSs or what? Every day with I'm a bad boy, you are angry. Every day you are fighting. Eh? And he's telling you, chill, it's not that deep.
I hear you.
And he is toxic, right? So then you find Abner. Abner, for you, when you get into a relationship with Abner, right? It's not what you want. It's just because you are finally 30 years old and you know that, guys, I'm getting older and also I'm closer to death than I used to be 10 years ago. And also, I need to, I need to settle down. I need to give birth to somebody, to children, right? With a dude that's not gonna run away. I need to know that even if I get cancer tomorrow, right? I'm going to have somebody at my bedside. Do you know how it feels like to be dating a bad boy and you're going to the hospital? How? You're going to the hospital and this guy is cheating on you. He's probably leaving his girlfriend inside the car outside when he comes and visits you and says he's going to visit his auntie. Eh? And all of these things you find out from your nurse friend that was smoking outside and saw him getting into your car. He's in your car, by the way. He's cheating on you in your car. Eh?
With yeah, some, I hear you with the matriarch.
And then, okay, so with Abner, you don't expect that. You don't get any of that kind of vibe with him. And you consciously make a decision that I'm going to get to know this person and I'm going to push conversation and I'm going to be the initiator, because usually with nice guys, they don't have a lot of conversations because one, they've been stating you for 12 years, guys. You know? Yeah. So he doesn't really have much to say, but he's a nice person. And also, your father would approve of Abner. He would not approve of Siksa. He would not approve of Machebese. Eh? He would not approve of CR7. You understand? But he would approve of Abner because Abner is tucking in his shirt. Abner is sitting down. Abner is not a smoker. He's not a drinker like that. He's responsible. So you now, you basically be on your best behavior so that it can elevate to something else. So at the end of the day, you are not going for what you want. You are going for what you need. And that's what we mean by settling, because you are not going for what you want. There's nothing that you want there. Even coitus, you have to teach him.
Yeah, but men also settle.
No. Men do settle. Men do settle. But mostly men settle, right? For women that are capable of nurturing their children.
Exactly where I was getting to say.
Men, is
there every weekend I want to be in Dubai. I want to go first in SA and be back to still go to Pharaoh's side.
Yes, yes.
But then at the end of the day, you have to look beyond just those things. And now there is Nangula at your village.
Yes.
That your parents love.
Because she is number one at your parents' house. When your mother fell down and broke her leg, she took your mother to the hospital.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So there is now that Nangula, and everything that happens when there's a wedding at your house, Nangula is the one
cooking.
Nangula is the one that is doing, you know, all those practically taking care of your family.
Yes.
So the concept that women settle.
No, everybody settles.
Yes, women settles, but men settles more.
Everybody settles.
They kind of have the upper hand.
Mm-hmm. To make the but hold that thought for me.
Okuye kuranga o mathimbo ya mkucha, omoro shiketu na ompa ngoothi njido monjira. Ngashi, ino taaguru kila shampoka. Ino hinga kuhio dungo, ino hinga anumata era gapapa, ino hingirira. Omoro ashoka, ina tukara okuturao nkaramunyo moshiponga. Ino ninga omuyarurwa, ino ninga oshinene nima. Kara omoro ngiti onjira, omu inekewa. Ninga shoka shomonjira, eto kupitha omuinyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Good evening, good evening. Yes, madam. I told myself I'll be a princess. Just take me. Why must I learn how to drive? For what? So at the end of the day, the conversation is not really amongst men or women settling, right? The conversation is around kakora ke kuje. So the story does end, and it ends catastrophically, but the idea behind it is that all human beings do settle. Even in the concept that is why your boyfriend can leave you here, where you guys are renting your flat in Simbabasia. And go and get married. But when he goes and gets married and he comes back, he is still with you. But he's just not with you in the way that you want him to be. Because in the long run, he knows that Nangula is the one that is capable of taking care of me, my clan, and my children. Men are no longer stupid. They used to be. That's why they were giving birth with anything, left, right, and center. But now they realize, Kuja, how can I have a baby with someone that might run away from the baby if I die, because the child will not have diapers anymore if I die. Yeah. That is why men are instigators of abortions. Because he knows that he doesn't want a baby with you. Because you want to have lunch in Cape Town. And you want to be back in time to go to Pharaoh's. And then you also want to go with your friends to Dubai. That's your life. That's what you want. And don't think just because this man is allowing you to live your life and also might be catering for it, doesn't mean he can't see you. He's not blind. But when he's tired of this, when he's tired of being the fun dude, when he's tired of having a trophy, right? He's going to go and get married to Nangula. Because Nangula is what constitutes a home. Nangula is also going to be suffering though. Nangula is going to be suffering tremendously because she's not going to have a faithful guy. But she's going to have a man that is financially capable of being present financially, but he's not going to be present in any way because his idea was not to get married to a partner. His idea was to have a housekeeper that he can have sex with and children with.
So in your own opinion, the matriarch, what would you advise women to do in this chaotic
phase? Which women? Because there are different sets of women. Which woman are we advising?
Not the type that want to have breakfast in Cape Town and come back and be fair.
But they also need advice.
I'm talking about the ones that opt to settle for the other people, for the person that you just settled because you know that's comfortable. You're financially taken care of the house. There'll always be bread at home because at the end of the day, no one wants to starve, right?
Yes.
There'll always be bread at home. Certain things will always be taken care of. But what about your emotional well-being? What about your mental well-being?
Mm.
What happens to those things? Is comfort really enough?
Mm. The thing is that my belief, especially as an adult, right, and a person that has experienced a lot, my belief is that make a conscious decision. Make a conscious decision that you must stick to with what you want. What do you want? Do you want to be banging left, right, and center on Monday? You can't walk and you love him so much? Or do you want a person that is going to be there for you even though there's not much that's being put on the table? Or do you want to be in the hospital alone but your husband send a check? What do you want? You ask yourself. No. It's a matter of what you want. Because the thing is that we go through our lives and the dating pool in itself, it's such a dangerous place. Mefuta, it's such a dangerous place. And it's not a place where none of us want to be, not unless we are in our phase, right? It's the only time that you want to be Mefuta when you're in your phase. But apart from that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Phase. And when you want to get out of that, you ask exactly what you want. Because the universe doesn't have eyes. The universe only has a sense of your reading your energy. What do you want? If you want somebody that is going to be consistent with you, going to be consistent with the family, whether you love them or you don't love them, it doesn't really matter. You must just know what you want and you go for what you want. So if you want a wealthy guy, right? A wealthy guy that is going to take care of you financially and you are not going to bother yourself and your heart with one, his whereabouts, his doings and his whatever. And you're going to take care of yourself because you have made the decision, Kucha, I want to be with this guy because he has money. Ne? Then go for it. Because many of us, we like to pretend. We like to pretend like we are not big. We like to pretend like we don't understand what life is. But truth is, everybody is attracted to somebody because of whatever. Personally, for me, what I want as the matriarch, right? I want stability and consistency. I want to know that when I am sleeping and I wake up in ICU, the first face that I'm going to see is my husband's face because he's going to be there. I want to know that even if tomorrow I get paralyzed, right? And I have to be mommy number, the man is going to be there. I want to know that I'm not gonna grow old alone. I want to know that even if I get a disease somewhere, ne? That makes me basically just a handicapped person that is on a wheelchair and all of that, ne? This man will take me with to his next marriage as my caretaker. Uh-huh. And I know that the type of person that I have, that is who he's going to be. Whether we are going to be struggling, whether we are going to be loaded, everything else materialistic, it doesn't really matter. But I know that this is the type of person that he is, and that is what I want. I want somebody that I'm going to go through life with. I want somebody that I'm going to go through highs and lows with. When I wake up, I know that he's going to be there. Even if he is somewhere else, I know that he is there. He's going to be the first person to call me and the last person to call me, because that is who he is. So externally, everything else for me doesn't matter. I want consistency. I want that. That's what I want. Then you find somebody that wants financial stability, because it depends on who you are and where you came from. So now if I came from an emotionally unstable house and there was an inconsistency and there was violence, right? So the only thing that I want is to make to be made to feel beautiful, to be loved, and to be taken care of. Because I spent my whole entire life in Mesheri mode. Mesheri by default. I'm not even Osheri, to be honest. Eh? But I'm Osheri by default. I'm Mesheri. Like, I am my mother's caretaker. I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. I am my little brother's keeper. I am everybody's keeper. I am the onkunguru ezimonenga kutwangini. I'm like ongudinji akwata embojaetu. You understand? I'm the type of people that has to send money to Purureni Eta. You know? I'm the type of person that is told who died. And I want somebody that can take that kind of burden off of me and fit in my family and fit in their family, and we just together, so that I can share the load of my responsibilities. That's what I want. Because I've always been in Mesheri mode ever since I was a child. I was going to parents' meetings at the age of 10. Like, it is what it is, you know? Mm-hmm. So that I was the type of child that gets 200 and remembers that my little sister and my little brother, they don't have shoes. So I go more pepa and digarando ngaku. No 200 and jenda pewa, you know? And I'm not buying sweets or anything. I'm just responsible. So I want somebody to be responsible for me. And that is why I want the type of man that I want. Right? So that he can be responsible for me also, so I can be responsible for him, and then we can share the load. And that's what I have. And then you find somebody that wants financial stability, to know that I'm going to get married to Opa Indongo, ne? And whether there's sex there, ne? I don't care. Whether there is romance, I don't care. What I want is to wake up every day knowing that I don't have to check the electricity, because it's not gonna be off. What I want is to know that I'm going to go into the cupboard and I'm going to find a new pair of shoes, even if my husband is not there or he's there. I don't care. This is what I want. I want to know that I'm going to go to bed every single day eating food. I know that I am going to travel the world and see beautiful things, and I'm going to be, that's what I want. And that is why people don't understand when we have real conversations in relationships, it never comes out, because it's something mean that it's because people are very sensitive and don't want the truth, right? And if I tell you that I'm with you for your money, you're gonna leave me. But the truth is that I'm with you for your money that you are having. And your money is the thing that makes me love you or makes me want to stay here. Now you go and gamble the money away. No. You go and gamble the money away, and then now you are telling me that otunane kuka karake gumbo jetu domiti koambo. No. I want a divorce. Why? I want a divorce because this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I want. I put up with you smelling bad. I put up with you not even being my type physically. I put up with your erectile dysfunctions. I put up with all of this because that is not what I came for. And if these things are not there, it's fine because what I want is the money and it's here. And now you're telling me that this money that is not, I must now put up with everything that I didn't like anyways. And then on top of that, there's no money. I'm going to leave you, sir. No. And this is something that many don't understand. Or some girls or some women or some people, right? Go for other things like you want somebody that is paternal. Somebody that is a dad, a natural born dad, a natural born husband. A natural born husband is somebody that can run your household, that can run the life with your children, where you can give birth to these kids, ne? And, Oshiri, your children are just automatically your husband's kids. Like you can live your life. He's even buying you the purse and the wig and everything for you to feel yourself. And he just takes care of the children. All you have to do is basically give birth to his kids and accompany him to family events now and then. But he takes care of you and he takes care of his kids because that is what he wants. And maybe that is what you want. You want a man that is going to be a husband and going to be a father. And that is why you find that in some relationships, right? You find that a woman is the one that goes to work and makes the cheese and the bread. And the man is a stay-at-home dad. These guys' kids, ne? They are well-mannered, they are well taken care of, and also they grow up with a present father. And this usually comes from, if you had to look at the dynamics of why a woman would want a man like that, is because she might have had a dad like that, and that's what she's looking for her children. Or she might have had an absent dad and she wants to have children that know what it's like to have a mother and a father and a real father. You understand? So we choose the relationships according to how we grew up and what we deem as what we want. It is all a choice. Because if you look at your first love, Heleni, today, with the way you cried when you guys broke up, the way you cried, now when you think of it today, don't you ask yourself, don't you ask yourself, Kucha, that guy, what was I looking for? What did I see? It's because it was all rose colored glasses. I think that we as the 21st century people must start taking these glasses off and really go for things that will make our households work. Because if you are, for example, the type of person that I want to be with. I want to be with you because you have money, right? There's never a day, right, that we would have catastrophic arguments. Not unless you, the guy with the money that I want to be with, right, want something in me that I am not. So maybe you don't want a maternal. Yeah. And I had this conversation. You don't want a homebody. Yeah? As a man with the money, you don't want a homebody. You want a wife that is doing something for herself. But Mina, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't have entrepreneurial spirits. I don't have an education. I don't have anything that I want to do. I just want to be your wife. That's it. That's,
you don't have any aspirations.
I don't have aspirations. Please don't stop asking me that. What is aspirations? Yeah, is that thing that Beyonce was talking about in Pretty Hurts or what? Yeah, that's my answer to you. You are a CEO and that's my answer to you. That thing that Beyonce was talking about in Pretty Hurts, yeah? And that's most not what you wanted. You wanted somebody that can chop your money, yeah, but chop your money in a way that it creates, wealth. Now, Mughal is just buying burgundy bags. She doesn't want to start a business. She wants to be at spas all day and doing lashes and looking nice and cooking and like, that's all she does. That's what she...
Mimosas at 8 a.m.
Exactly. Making smoothies at 9:30, you know, and vlogging. And it's not even vlogging for money. You know, she's not even pushing the vlog so that the vlog can have more viewers and subscribers. She doesn't care. You know, she's comfortable with mediocrity. She's comfortable with being a loser. And now you come back and then every day your wife is on the couch. Your wife is absolutely happy. You guys will start having conflict because you want an entrepreneurial wife. You want somebody that's going to make your dollar, ne, into 200. But that's not what you got. Right? And you might have found me in that mode because I didn't have a man with money. I was running the race really, but it was not because it's what I wanted. It's because it was situations. It was the hustle. Now that I have what I want, I can most leave these business things. And then, like, the money that I get from Habibi is most talk enough. It's 10 times more than the business I used to get, which are the money I used to get from the fish business.
Yeah.
And you fell in love with me as a fish lady. Because you thought that I'm an entrepreneur and, right? But I can tell I'm not an entrepreneur. So that's how we are going to start arguing in our household. And it's going to be like, yeah, but it's our money, because I will say it's our money because this is what I wanted, right? And you are going to turn around and say that, no, this is not our money, ma'am. Yeah, this is my money and you are wasting it. You're not even starting a business. You are like, I cannot even take you amongst my friends' wives because you're level of education is just not, it's not it. You can't hold up a conversation. And you don't want to enhance yourself. With all this money that we are making, there's never a day that you said, let me go and enroll at IUM. Yeah, they're even registering now. Yeah, or there is late registrations. There's no, even with free education coming up, right? You don't think of anything like that. That's when we can start having conflicts in the world where I'm not what you expected. But you are everything I wanted. So at the end of the day, just make a choice on what you want. What do you want? Ask yourself that question. What do you want? At the end of life, who do you want to be sitting next to you? Is it the guy that's never at home because he's making money and you are okay with that? Because now you are laying in Lady Pohamba, presidential suite. Eh? You are dying a soft death.
No.
Is that what you want? No, but that's the thing. If you make decisions for yourself, right? And it's really what you want, that's all that matters. That is why, back in the day, there was most now arranged marriage. Arranged marriage is not you falling in love, it's you growing in love. Because even if you ask the people that got married via arranged marriage, right? They love each other so much. Like they were not complete strangers when they got married. Why? Because there's a vetting process of what you need, what he needs, and let's put them together. So you ask yourself, Kucha, what do you want you? Eh? I know I want a guy that is not work obsessed. Then you find a guy that works from home, works remotely. You know? And he's not going to be work obsessed because even if you guys, at least you see him all the time because he works from home. He can work from anywhere. You find somebody that accommodates your wants. But what you don't do is fall in love with an idea of this person and the potential and the expectations of this person because you're going to be sadly disappointed and it's going to be so deep. So you ask. Many of us don't want to be honest. So if you are looking for a dude, right? Ask yourself, what kind of dude do I want to be with? And also, am I dating this person for fun or am I dating this person for the long haul? If you are dating the person for fun, then whatever the person is doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you know that you are there for a good time, not for a long time. Eh? Mara, if you are saying that, you know what? I want somebody that I'm going to be with for a long time. And that's where you must now draw the line because your good time person, right, is a person that can go out drinking with you until 5 a.m., right? But your long time person is a person that says, oh no, I think we've had enough. Let's go home at 11. So now you are going to, if you don't differentiate between what you want for the long haul and what you want for now, right? You're going to be stuck with a for now person in a forever situation. So you're going to have a husband that's coming in at 4 a.m. because Kesho limita, because he was never meant to stay until forever. He was meant to accommodate you in your early 30s. He was meant to accommodate you in your late 20s, taking you to 30, and then you'd cut the cord. But you didn't cut the cord because you didn't prioritize what you actually needed. And now you are stuck in therapy because you're even forcing this poor guy to go to therapy because you want to change him. You want this body to become the man that you want him to be. But he can't be this person because you picked him in a time where you wanted that. And now you are stuck with a person that is like that and you want to change him now. You are like, no, but I want you to, just care for me, you know. I want you to stop drinking. I want you to just pay attention at your work. But now you are having a guy that, oh, promotion, I'm more officer, they're more. He's not filling in any papers because he's very comfortable with being a clerk. And now you want to come and put dreams and aspirations in him. Because you, his pretty face, has the potential to become a CEO. Does it? So at the end of the day, it's a matter of asking yourself what you want. What do I want? I want a stable man. I want a man that is like my father. I want a man that is not like my father. I want a man that is strong. I want a man that is masculine. For me, I've always wanted, right, a traditional man. I cannot for the life of me, picture my late 40s in Windhoek. I want to be in the north. And in Nokatokere. And then the Nukapute wanje Nupadita ushera. Nduka membo nonsane wanje. That's what I want. Dahara ndiri mekumbo jetu na jomiti. And I've always pictured that. For me, it's not about material. It's not about anything else. It's about what we can build. And if our dreams are aligned, I want a traditional home. I want a kumbo ranjero ko villager. Netande asigiri makumbo ka okomo vendu kuno nambuta tuvara. You know? Atu asigiri ni maya atui. And not a place where the man is going to be so uncomfortable because he pictured himself still being in the corporate world. Or am I going to be at the village by myself? You know? I want a man that wants to make me a village house. Because that's what we intend, you know? Where we can have a swimming pool, me umbo jeturoko villager, please. And have young parties with our fellow 30-year-olds, you know? Like that. That's what I want. So now you have conversations with this person and this person plans on retiring in what? In the pension place here at in Windhoek. So he asks questions like, yeah, but what are we gonna do with a village house? And then later on you want to force him. The worst part is that you spend 20 to 30 years with this person, forcing him, right? To make you a village house and until you just decide to do it for yourself. And he just basically comes to your house that you built, that you are giving his name, right? Because you are married. You are giving his name, but he doesn't contribute to anything there because that's not what he wants.
Ma, Tate Elizabeth.
Manja, Tate Elizabeth, huh? Shashino, you know, ungwemwene topururitha. Somebody that sees the importance of ijayowara. Somebody that sees the importance of, somebody that sees the importance of crossbreeding, kucha, oshike, inkombo njino iriko salfa, iwana wa, yo inombu tombwana wa, atu ifarane, atukaturane, nundonga kombo wetu hui, ndeta iningo shike, their breed is stronger, onu, enanoko agra, kucha, ano agri na ningo special, You see? Now, you want to take your pretty boy with soft hands, and try and make him now a whole farmer person. And then he ends up shooting you because he has never even handled a gun. And then we have to atukatera. You're even forcing him. Everything is force. Are you going to the village again? Now he ends up shooting his foot by accident or shooting himself or shooting at the wrong place by accident because he has never handled the gun. Because he pushes papers.
I got so much to say. Please call back. Please call back. At the end of the day, it is a matter of what you want. What are you looking for out of a partner? How do you want to do this? And then you go for it. And by going for it, I'm not saying go and start proposing people. I'm saying that you find somebody and you look at them and then you say, you ask yourself, Kucha, am I going to be with this person for a while? Am I looking at this person in that light? And can this person be capable of that? Then you will not have an unhappy life. You know, you can't be stuck in an unhappy forever. And you have to choose. It has to be by intention. There's nothing, apparently. Those things are for children, guys. Those things of we felt so deep in love and we saw it just so, you know, no, not in adulting. In adulting, it's choices. It's choices. That's why sometimes you find that, this guy leaves you and you are crying and bawling your eyes out, but it's because you have bad traits and bad qualities that he doesn't appreciate. And you can say, oh, you will change all you want, but some things are not changeable, like your personality. Some things are not changeable, like your core values and beliefs. Some things are not changeable. This person is a person that loves his family, and you yourself, ne, you don't love your family, and you are not a family kind of person. So every single time that there's anything to do with family, you're like, yeah, you like old, he likes old people. So he's the type of person that goes to the village and it's from one house to another visiting old people, you know, and you are like, I don't want to do that. Let's not do that. Then one day this guy leaves you. Why? Because he needs somebody that understands that. He needs somebody that understands that this, he likes old people and he's about old people. Now you don't like old people. So when my mother becomes old, are you going to take care of my mother? If you don't like old people, because even you, your own old people, you don't visit them. Eh? You are the type of person that stops in Ongwediva. Eh? When you go to the north, you go to Ongwediva. And as if you have permanent shares in Benny's Park. Eh? Every day. No, I need to be sleeping there. And, you know, you just chill and, Good evening. I'm just waiting for you to take off the radio, ne? The number in studio is 0832-888-401. That is the number in studio. So we are talking about Kakorake Kuje. Kakorake Kuje is a saying, it's an Oshiwambo proverb of basically taking your stray and your stray is going to bite you one day. And this is usually done. I think that when they say Kakora, like, so we take in stray dogs. We take in dogs, basically. Or we go and adopt dogs. Adopt it so he can bite you. Adopt it so he can come and haunt you. So this saying was also a saying that came from Tate Kauluma's show, where a gentleman was talking about men not being capable of understanding the little monsters they created out of women. And they say, Kakorage kuje, you know, you take it in and then it starts eating you. Good evening.
I miss you, man.
I miss you also, man. Oh. Yes, sis.
I called you privately. No, but I just wanted to tell you something.
Oh, my love. Then you must send the SMS. Kucha, hi, it's me. Pick up. Then. This one that we are talking on, I don't know. I don't know if I have it or not. This is studio, baby.
Alright, but love. No, I'll text you tomorrow to just alert you that I'm the one, eh?
Nee? Okay, but hold the line. Hold the line. I have a question.
Onda karahandu yako parateza moro e data. Paife, ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka, ne data, no shoyo o utungaraka vahupi. Onetwe kaimwe, okufutarumwe, okuinyingarumwe, okujapandali. Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumga onetwe kaoyo, haidira dira, ya fange. omafi kwa amwe ohandi streaming omafi kwa amwe ohandi popi omafi kwa amwe ohandi ningaishe poshika ndoshimwe pamwe na parateza oinda holora ameha ishipangere osho paumwene Dira dira oma kwata fanoni data mom karo wiri mwana parika okutuma kutumaraka oku streaminga no kudenga pamwe na parates konga parates namibia always always prepare
parates hello
hi madam
hey so we are talking about kakora kekuje tonight were you listening
No, I wasn't listening. I just called in.
Oh, you just called in because you love me like that. I got you. So we're talking about Kakora Kekuje. And in tonight's segment, we have the scenario of the girl, the it girl, giving the nice guy a chance. Mm-hmm. You get it, right?
Yeah.
It's basically this beautiful, beautiful young lady that has been, this guy has been following this girl for a very long time. And then she finally decided to give him a chance. But he's not special, you know, he's not the ordinary guys that she dates. She could be one of those girls that maybe dates ballers and he's not a baller, or she dates bad guys and he's not a bad guy. So when we talk about giving the nice guy a chance, what do you think about? Give us a scenario. What do you think about? What are your thoughts?
Giving a nice guy a chance.
Have you ever given a nice guy a chance? Like that guy that has been proposing you for a long time and he's just not your type, but...
He's very kind. Nice.
You know? Yes, that guy.
Have I ever given him a chance?
Yes.
Have I ever? I'm trying to reflect. Have I ever given any guy who's not my type a chance?
I'm trying to be unhappy.
Because I don't think I've ever done something like that. Have I ever?
Hey.
No, but I've been in a situation where I, you know, I've got a type, right?
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, that's not your type. Like,
I once gave a guy a chance that I thought was my type.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, later, I don't know what was going on. I just kind of, like, started not liking him as much anymore. But it's hard. He's a very good guy. He's never done anything bad. But it was just so hard for me to tell him to back off. Is it also kind of like,
It's exactly like that.
Yeah, No, so what's the question then?
What happened?
What happened to what? No, Korong here. Yeah, Korong, Korong, one in the school, Nigeria. Mom,
I'm drinking the water. You make me laugh. You made me laugh so much. My God. I think my voice even broke or something. I don't know. Ooh. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
So what happened there in the relationship? What happened? So did you end up leaving him? What am I gonna win, nyanyara? You don't like this. Don't smile at me like that.
I'm still in a situation like that. It's happening.
Still with him.
Yeah, but I'm...
You can't dump him because he's a nice guy and he didn't do anything. He texts you on time like clockwork.
Elizabeth,
he doesn't miss a beat.
I'm literally biting my tongue right now waiting for him to do something. So I
but nothing is happening. He's a good guy. Eh?
Too good.
Eh. I know I'm going to make it. You know, I'm a nice person. I'm kind of hungry at a school fudge.
No, but Elizabeth, I think, you know when they say nothing lasts forever.
That's a lie.
No, it's not a lie. It's the same thing.
Yeah, shipuko. It doesn't work with the person that you are in love with. Yeah, shipuko. That is why I'm asking you guys. One, you must choose what you want. In all honesty, right? You must choose what you want and where you are. So how old are you? You are like, okay, so I'm 26, I'm 27. What do I want? I want to get married by 32. So the person that I must attract right now is the one that's going to take me to the altar. So I can give myself a grace period of like literally what, 7 years to the altar. What type of husband would I like to have? I would like to have a responsible one. I would like to have what? I would like to have what? I would like to have what? And then the person that you date, right, is somebody that's going to take you to the altar. Not unless you don't intend to get married at 32, you intend to get married at 35. So that means you are only going to start those things when you are 30. Then that's when you're going to get a serious relationship or you're going to whatever. But we have to choose what we want.
No, but I thought that's what I wanted also.
What did you think he is? Let's start there. What did you think he is? A pretty face or what? What did you think it was?
My type, everything.
What is my type?
What I want then.
What you want? Let's go there. Because you guys all say this, there can't, when you give your answer, can't you, you have no idea what you want. You just know that you don't want him.
I wanted, cause I don't want it anymore.
Every day, I'm just waiting for this guy to break up with me so I can say, ooh, and what, thank God. I'm going to miss you and I'm going to be sad. But yeah, bye. So what did you want? What did you want?
I wanted something. I wanted something real.
Like what? What is real?
I wanted a partner.
Yeah. Hey. This guy is a partner.
But I don't like him like that.
Yeah. So, what else? You wanted a partner, you got a partner. It's like you telling God, I don't know this one. I want a partner, no, but not this one like this.
No, but you know when I told myself that I wanted a partner, and then I got to know him, I felt like that's what I wanted.
But
and I
felt he is.
Like I got what I want. Yeah, exactly. He is.
So the question is, what did you miss on your list when you were asking God? What did you miss? Because sometimes we make our lists of our expectations of our partners, right? Our future partners. We make them based off of the relationships that we are getting out of. So we say things like, I want a partner, because you came from a partnership where it was not a partnership, where it was just you alone and the other one is doing their own things. It was not a partnership. But many a times we forget everything else that we like. We like good looks. We like people that smell good. We like people that have a sense of humor. We like people that can tolerate us. We like people that can be patient with us. We like people that we are going to travel with. We like people that we are going to what with. We have all these things that we want. But we miss the beat when asking for it. That's why I say that ask for anything that you want from the universe and it's yours. The problem is how you package it. I was telling best friend the other day, Kucham, when we met, right? Mm-hmm. Part of our conversations was, oh my God, then we're going to be traveling together. We're going to be traveling together and we're going to be having so much fun on the road, just me and you. And right now we are at that stage. We are traveling like a lot, mm-hmm. but we are traveling for Uzi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are traveling. Osa. Osa is deep, yeah. Family meetings about Omayana. It's just, we are just traveling uncomfortably. And it's not that I didn't get what I want. I should have packaged it better. I should have said that I want to, then we are going to be traveling for fun. I should have said for fun. But now I just said traveling together. Yeah, we are traveling together. But it is tired. We are always tired. We're always tired because we are not traveling for fun.
Yeah.
So now this poor person has to travel to, he has to drive us to another country. Yes, we are alone then. We are listening to music, but it's not as romantic as I pictured it. In my head, I pictured myself in a yellow dress and a flat stomach, you know? yellow dress, flat stomach, with my wind in the air, and listening to Mariah Carey singing "Always Be My Baby," and then we stop. Then we stop by the side of the road, and then we love each other, and then we get back into the car, and then he opens the door, and then I stand there at the sunroof, and you know, but we are not there. One, there's no sunroof because it's a baki, eh? So that I took a traveling on my funulu. Like, let's just cut the dream of sunroof event, eh? Then, traveling. So when you say I wanted a partner, was it not based off of the fact that you came from a relationship that was mostly maybe one-sided and it wasn't a partnership and you didn't think about nitty-gritties or small things that you could have incorporated in your ask when you asked? Now you are stuck with somebody that is amazing and you are the non-amazing one.
Exactly. I think I was coming from a place I came from a place like that, and I think that what's really kind of like really affecting me in this one, in the situation that I'm in, and
relationship that you're in, okay?
I don't know how to get out. Like, I'm just, I don't know.
Do you have to get out?
But I don't like the way I feel.
What do you feel?
I just don't like him enough, and I don't know what's going on, but
What is he bad in?
He's not. That's why I'm saying I'm praying for him to like just do like a little bad thing, but he's not doing that.
No, but I mean, there are certain things that are not bad things that he's doing. He's just bad at it. Like, what is he bad in? Is he bad in communication or?
Not even like.
Then what? Then like, you need to heal. But I would hate for you to heal by yourself. Because he sounds like a good guy. So how about looking at why you don't like him? Do you not like him because he is available? And what you are used to is unavailable men. And now it's unfamiliar to you. And now you are just getting irritated because now you have to really be present. Sometimes, right, we hide under other people's mistakes so that the world doesn't see our own flaws. So when you date a bad guy, right, you are always the victim. But it's not that you do anything, that you don't do anything bad. It's only that his bad is so big, it overshadows your bad. Maybe you have a bad attitude and a loud mouth. But nobody sees your bad attitude and your loud mouth because your boyfriend is a cheater. So it justifies the things that you say. It justifies your loud mouth and your bad behavior because he's cheating. But what happens when you don't have a bad guy and you still have your loud mouth and your bad attitude? Then what? Then the light shines on you. Then you become the bad guy because you have been hiding behind everybody's badness. So how about we take it from there? How about the conversation is not, I want to leave him. The conversation should be about, why don't I want this? What am I hiding from? And also, until when am I going to allow niggas to toy with me? Just because I don't want to face this one thing.
No, but how do I face something like this, Elizabeth?
You feel it and you understand yourself. There is power in understanding oneself. You can never fight a battle where you don't know your opponent. Never. There's nothing in this world that you can ever beat, without knowing that you have a problem.
Yeah.
when you are an alcoholic and you don't know that you're an alcoholic, right? You will never stop drinking. The day you realize that you are an alcoholic is the day that you are 50% already won the battle because you know. So now it is just staying away from the bottle and maintaining a good positive, a positive side of you. And that's how you remain sober. So right now, the journey starts with what is wrong with me? Because clearly there's nothing wrong with him here. So what is wrong with you? Why don't you want something good? Is it because you feel like you don't deserve? Deep down inside, did you do so many bad things in your life that you feel that you don't deserve good things? Is it because you came from a place where the only types of men that you have seen are unavailable and inconsiderate, and now you have an available man that is considerate and you don't know how to love him? Because that's not that's you don't know how. You have like you didn't learn that. You learned how to love unavailable people where you give so much of yourself that by the end of the relationship you take so much time to heal because you gave everything.
Okay, but check, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. I feel like maybe it's where I'm coming from.
Mm.
But how do I then, in the situation that I'm in right now, how do I then get to... Because I feel like also low-key becoming so unfair to him, you know?
Mm.
Where all of a sudden now... I'm coming in with all these lame excuses. I don't want to be seen no more and stuff. I feel like it's also kind of like, and maybe he's also picking it up. You know,
no, he is picking it up, but it is communication, B. It is really communication. It is you sitting him down and telling him, Kucha, but you can only sit him down, right? When you know what's happening to you. When you know what is going on.
Okay, now I feel like maybe... Just maybe what you said right now,
mm-hmm.
it kind of like triggered me from where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah.
Maybe what if those are the reasons? How do I sit down with a person to say that, nah, but I'm coming from a place like this. I've never dated good people in my life.
Yeah, you talk. Exactly like that. Exactly like that.
And then how is he going to react over there?
But that is your ego and that is your shadow that is talking, because the shadow is the part of you that has what do you call it? Insecurities. It has deep shame and embarrassment. It has all the things that society deems to be wrong and bad within you. And the ego also roams around. So the ego is ngai opo haiye. Like, how is he going to check me? But the truth is that you have to be vulnerable with this person and you have to ask him if he's willing to walk the journey with you. Like getting to know you while you also get to know you as well. Because it has to end. The cycle has to end. You have reached the end of that cycle. You can either continue it. Look, every person, there's a cycle that happens, right? I'm one of those hippy-dibby people. I'm a spiritualist. I'm hippy-dibby, right? So on the 21st of September, right? Hello?
Hi.
Are you crying? Stop.
No,
anyways, from the 20th of September to all the way to the 28th, which was yesterday. Right? I think it's Venus that went into retrograde or something like that. Mars went into retrograde or an eclipse that happened there in the solar plains, right? So it was the end of a cycle. So most of us, if not every one of us, have reached the end of a cycle within our lives and we have now stepped into a new cycle. This new cycle brings new opportunities. It brings new growth. It brings a sense of going somewhere different from where we were. So we were in a cycle for 9 years. The past 9 years was a cycle and it was a mess. Whatever cycle that was, it was a mess. Now we are stepping into our element. And also, Africa has its own new year. It's not a one-day thing. It's a week thing where the first flowers are blooming. Spring, right? The first flowers are blooming. We are African. So the first flowers are blooming and the first rains are coming and the first of everything is coming. It's not that it's the first this year. It is the beginning. Like spring. You know, spring where there's new growth and new things. And also, this is the season for growth for us as Africans. So this is why you're feeling the way you're feeling. I'm guessing that you started feeling like this, like at least a week or 2 weeks ago, where you're like, wait a minute, I don't like this.
But can I just be honest with you, Niji? Can I just be honest with you?
Yeah.
Where the whole thing started, or how the whole thing started, or I started feeling like this.
Coitus. It was coitus.
It wasn't, no,
okay, what was it then? Tell me.
It was not there.
What did he do? Or like, what didn't he do?
There's a guy. Honestly, I feel like the reason I started feeling like that, you know, I feel like also sometimes we just, you know, we must fall in love.
Hello, my dear. Please talk straight. Don't give yourself excuses. What happened?
I started talking to.
Yeah.
Yes.
The grass is not green on the other side, no?
No, listen. The person I started talking to is not a new person.
Yeah, exactly. The grass is not green on the other side. That's why they are an old person. How? You're going to Otoka Jiaga, ya? Shimaweshi, Omhungu Adili, wa? Ella. Hey. Together. I don't like him. It's not because you don't like him, you're seeing someone else.
Elizabeth, are you around next weekend? Are you around next week?
Next week is after the FIFA.
It's from Friday.
From this Friday.
This coming one.
I know.
And then that whole week.
Oh, the whole week, yes. I'll be back here at work. But for the weekend, no. But no, tell me what happened. We invested all of us here. Talking to an old person.
Yes.
Okay, but what happened between you and this old person in terms of why you guys were not together? With this old person.
I was the bad guy.
You were the bad guy?
Yes.
Why were you the bad guy to this guy?
I think I was very insecure at the time when we were in the NACA relationship. Because now it got to, like, I feel like I just mistreated him so much. And not because I didn't love him or anything. It was simply because I felt, I was just insecure, man. And obviously that also led me to being so harsh towards him. And just, you know, I just didn't want certain things to happen. It was bad. And for him, because, I mean, he felt like, because he knew his work way too much, and he felt like he didn't deserve that, we had to, you know, like, just come to a mutual agreement. But then at the time, I really also didn't care, because I really didn't know where my problem was. And then recently, I think he reached out. And then, you know, we're just trying to iron things out and talk about these things. And but now, unfortunately, he phoned me in something like a relationship.
That you want to leave now to go back. Quickly, quickly. But let me tell you something, Benedicta.
Yeah.
He will you will always be insecure with that guy. I promise.
Which one?
The one that you felt insecure with the first time, you will always be insecure.
Old one, eh?
Yes, you will always be insecure with him. Do you know why?
Tell me more. What do you mean?
Because, right? It is our job as people that are in relationships with others to make them feel secure. You can blame yourself with all you want. But 90% of the time, right? You are being gaslit into believing that you were all wrong. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But 90% of the time you were being gaslit into believing, né, that you were so wrong. You had no reasons to be insecure. But the truth is, right? You were insecure because your partner was not reassuring you of security.
No, that's not where my insecurity was coming.
What type of insecurities did you have? Because right now there's nothing I can say against this guy that you're going to listen to, because you have already made up your mind that you want to be with this guy. Now you are just feeling guilty. The old one. The problem here is that old guy that came to disrupt our relationship.
I think so. He disrupted it, but then also it was like, I'm not so, I feel like I don't know what I want, but let's just, you know, it's.
Okay. No, but you will always be insecure with that guy.
My sister?
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out, me.
Okay.
You know where my insecurities are coming from?
Where?
You know, whenever I think of, like, you're not reassuring me. Yeah. I feel like that literally did everything it could.
Okay.
The insecurities were, I just felt in my head. I was making things up, thinking, me.
Like what?
No.
He's going to leave you. Yeah, but his face is still there. That's what I'm telling you. He's still handsome. He didn't bend.
But that has got nothing to do with him assuring me.
But I'm telling you, you will always be insecure. If you think that someone is too good for you, no matter how many times you try, right? You will always be insecure. You guys will be fine for 3 months. And then you start noticing little things like girls saying hi. And it will creep back in. Because secretly inside your heart there, you don't think that you deserve him because he's too handsome. Your insecurities don't go away. Not unless oti ningoshi posho mo ipara so he can be with you. Oti ningoshi posho mo ipara, but as long as he's still handsome, oshi jai, nothing will come from it. You will still just go back into the same pattern because he is still the same person. Yes. That thought will never go away. He's handsome. Okwavarangao. It's like telling somebody like, yeah, I want you to have 2 ears. And he's only born with 1 ear. He will never have 2 ears. He's only born with 1. It's the same. So I'm telling you that being with that guy, right? Is still going to take you back into a dark place that you took very long to get out of. Let the person be your friend. Let them be.
Okay.
Start dating people that you are comfortable with. Like, I'm comfortable with this, my middle boyfriend. He's not cute, he's not ugly, he's just in the middle, I like that. Now you go and date somebody that looks like a girl. Then everybody's like, oh my God, you're so handsome. Wow. Eh? And he's clean and he's what? Like, even if nobody's looking at that guy, you will think people are looking at him. It will never go away. That's what I'm trying to tell you here. It will never go away. No matter how many times you go to therapy, no matter how many, you have to work on your insecurities, you have to work on your self-esteem. This is not even self-esteem things. The person is just too handsome. Like, he can't change his face and he can't change who talks to him. You are going to end up abusing this person and they did nothing to you. But just because of this. You can't go and try with this person because it will end the same. You might even end up burning them and killing them with the temper that you are having you.
What temper, Elizabeth?
Temper. Eh? You are going to be asking, yeah, why is that lady at the till, eh, looking at you like that? Why did you smile back? Eh? When you went to the toilet, why did you go with your phone? It comes back.
Not real.
And it's just his face that is the problem. It's not that you are insecure. It's just his face that's the problem here. Like, your face is just not for me, say. Huh? You didn't watch that one of Kansime. Kansime was called to a blind date. The guy is extremely handsome. And then she said, you want all the women in my family to be impregnated by you. You are too handsome. No, I can't date you. You are too handsome. No. Maybe we can be friends from a distance even. Hey, you want me to get pregnant by just looking at you.
But also,
mm-hmm.
No, I understand me being cool. Now we can be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like the fact that right now he's pushing the whole, thing of, no, but because like, we like really had a serious talk about everything that happened. And it's still a thing of like, no, but you know, I'm grown now. I've never done anything like that. And he's pushing the whole narrative of like, no, but what if we work things out?
My dear, you must tell him it's not you, it's me. It's me. It's me here. It's not you, it's me. It's not you, it's me. You must tell him you like your boyfriend. Okay. Because at this point you didn't even tell him that you're in a relationship.
Because, I told him.
Hey, because why?
What do you mean why?
Why did you tell him?
I had to tell him.
Why?
Because he asked me.
And you had to tell him because you are an honest person.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you tell your boyfriend also that you are talking to your ex? may honest. Eh? Yeah? Honest. Honest, huh? Honest, eh?
Honest,
tepo pinangwe. Honest, tepo pinangwe. Shwarong bwene, mwenego, eh? Kuchango topo pino, eh? You want to come and be holy in one scenario? You want to be holy in one scenario? No, I had to tell him. Hey, did you tell your boyfriend also?
No, I didn't.
Of course not, because you know it's a bad thing here. And at the end of the day, that's a telltale sign. Because also, look at it from this dynamics. Me, I'm going to discourage you from talking to this guy. I am discouraging you because a man that knows that you're in a relationship and is still persisting that you leave another man for him is not a man that you want. You had every right to be insecure in that relationship because he's dirty. You just couldn't see it because you were gaslit into believing that all the thoughts that you have and the insecurities that you have, right, are just in your head. But at the end of the day, right, if he's not smiling with every single woman that he sees, right, then you wouldn't have a problem with it.
But it's not like I saw him do that.
Yeah, he's never smiled with anybody. You just woke up insecure because he's so handsome.
That's what I'm saying.
It would
be just an imagination.
Right? Yeah, but is it really? I don't think you even actually thought about it. You just look at the guilt that you feel for treating somebody badly that didn't do anything to you. But look at it wholeheartedly. Are you crazy, Benedicta?
No, I'm not.
Eh, then why would you do something crazy? Are you insane? I'm asking. Eh? I'm just asking a question. Eh? Are you insane? For you to just wake up and just want to mistreat somebody's child because they are handsome.
He didn't do anything. Takes two to tango. It could have been the smirk look. It could have been following girls on Instagram. It could have been anything.
Good.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that because you don't know what's wrong you. So at this point, you can't say no, it's none of that. I'm saying go back and look, do an introspection on the relationship. Get a paper and a pen and sit down and think about the relationship in true honesty. Because I don't believe you're crazy. So nobody just wakes up and be crazy. It is, they must be an action to cause a reaction. And it's not to say that he's a bad guy. No. I'm not saying that he even did anything. Right? But it could have been speech. It could have been the way he talks to you. It could have been how he says what he says. It could have been the answers that he gives people. It could have been the way that he treats people. It could have been, right? Anything. But I don't believe that you are solely to blame for the whole entire thing. Now it's basically being the bad guy, and me, I hide behind your badness because your badness is loud and your badness is what. But also, you know? So I'm saying, go back and look at it, right? And look at it wholly and honestly. And if you find that he really, apparently, which I doubt, that he didn't do anything wrong, then you ask yourself, do you want to be with a person for the rest of your life where you go crazy because you are in a relationship with them? Every time we see pictures of your person, we say, oh my God, he's so hot. Hey. Now you can't even post him because you're like, you're so tired of that compliment. Now you become the weird girl that says, yeah, he's mine. He's mine. Guys, whoever wants him, he's mine. Then you become that. Are you ready to become that in your life? Or do you want a comfortable life with your mediocre?
I want a comfortable one.
Yeah. You want to be comfortable in your relationship. Sometimes he didn't do anything. Sometimes it's just like, I can't date you because you are far away. I'm sorry. There's nothing that you did. It's just that you're far away. That's it. It's just understanding what you can and cannot do. You can't date this guy. It didn't work. It didn't work because you were anxious all the time. And it can't be a situation where some guy knows he's very handsome. Yeah, no, never. That is a recipe for abuse. Yeah, that one is a recipe for abuse where I'm hotter than you. Toy pen. Eh? And also, you must never be the ugly one in the relationship.
You must never be the ugly one in the relationship.
Never. You must never be the ugly one. You must always date someone that's uglier than you. Huh?
Yeah.
Or at least be equal. Yeah, but you cannot date a girl's face. Yeah? Girls are beautiful. Yeah, you cannot date a girl face. Because no one will look at you.
They'll look at the boy.
Exactly. Now every time you will be trying so hard, I'm telling you, go crazy. I just want to put on weight. Become a gym girl looking for Nyash. Because these are the girls that he tanaukas for. Oh yeah, sometimes he doesn't even tanauka. You will go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut your losses here, sis. Cut your losses and understand. Because I know. Like I know. And also give him time. You guys are young. Give him time. He'll become ugly. Give him time. Give him time, he'll become ugly. You guys are in your 20s, he'll become ugly. Don't worry. Life will hammer him. Eh? So stay with your faithful. Eh? Call your person, have a conversation. Call your person, rekindle your love. Rekindle it, because that one is the real one. Don't leave him. Rekindle here. Rekindle where there's stability. There is stability there. Know that you also want to be loved and taken care of, right? So be loved and be taken care of. and also just do an introspection within yourself. Kucha, yeah, I think I want a quiet love. I want a love with someone that is not shouting. And even, when you date someone that is really in it, right? Sometimes those screaming matches that you have, right, will never even happen because this person is like, no, I understand what you're going through and I'm sorry. Then you sit there blinking. It's called leadership. That's when a woman submits. You submit later. Yeah. Automatic. Without fail. Because, right? It is something that is nurturing. Now you want somebody to mess up. Yeah. Just because of this pretty boy that's here. Nobody eats faces. We don't eat faces.
When will I be able to sit down with you, okay?
My dear, free therapy. Yeah. Well, my love, you can see me from Tuesday. From Tuesday. But always just also leave a WhatsApp message. I'm more active on WhatsApp. Leave a WhatsApp message, which I'm looking.
No, I want to see you in person.
No, leave a message off. I'm looking for you. Then I will automatically call you back.
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Which Tuesday?
Next week. Yeah, not tomorrow, but next week. Are you around?
No, I'll be around.
From Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Then just let me know when you're around. Then I'm just here. I'm just a phone call away. Sometimes you need your big sister to come through so you don't ruin your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then this poor nice guy, you know what would you create out of him? A nasty guy. You create a nasty guy. The nasty guys that we hate are created by girls that go back to exes that is not even going to work out. If it didn't work out the first time, guys, it will never work out. Yeah, it will not work out. Me, like, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in go back to excess things. Ah, no. The same things that you didn't like the first time are the same things that you're still going to find there. You can say that I've grown and I've matured, but maybe it was your ears that I don't like. What are you going to do about your ears? Nothing.
No, but you know what they say about that when it comes to getting back to excess.
Right? Daripamwe things.
No, it's not daripamwe things. Apparently, in most cases, it should also be according to how you guys broke up.
Ah, no. No, because a breakup is a breakup. A what?
What if it was just the distance?
What if it was just the distance?
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot be with me in long distance, eh? Mm-hmm. How are you going to be with me in my life? In my whole entire life. Okay. So we are together all the time and you can't handle long distance. And then we get married. And then, right? I get a job in South Africa that is paying me $6 million a year. Are you going to tell me that I must stay here and be a housewife? I will go, Moss. And you will make it work because I'm your wife. So in relationships, we can't handle long distance, but in marriages, we can. No, my dear. You must be with me when I have cancer. You must be with me when I'm healthy. You must be with me when I don't have money. You must be with me when I have money. You must be with me when I'm close. You must be with me when I'm far. So it can't just be like, yeah, we just broke up because of distance. No, that's just nonsense. Because what if, right, 6 months into us dating, he gets an opportunity. And then he has to go to UK. So you guys are just going to be breaking up, having sex with other people in between or what?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Long distance works. It works. It works for those that want to make it work. People that are not together for a short time. And the people that I know that are not together for a short time are married. So, how do they make it work? Because I'm sure they're not happy. They're not happy that the wife is in Oranjemund, but she works for a mine. Eh? And the mine is bringing in the money. It's paying for the Range Rover. So, we wanted stability and we wanted private school for the kids. Cool. Let us just fly to one another. Week on, week off. Week on, week off. and have as much coitus in between as possible.
But Elizabeth, I like 86 years old.
Me? Yeah, like I'm like 86 or like close to 90.
94?
Yeah, 94. Yeah.
Because it's like you lived, bruh. Like, you know, like sometimes when I look at some of these things, I hold on to beliefs. And then sometimes when you just clarify something,
it's I'm done. Like, now you're in love with your, now you're in love with your person again. You're like, oh. I almost left you, really. Oh, ooh. Kucha, that was close.
Bruh, you are forever spitting, bruh. And right now that you just said, it's also like a belief, right?
Yeah.
Now that no, I had no relationship. You can get up with an ex, and it's mostly just according to how you guys broke up. But then right now that you just said, because, you know, a lot of young people like giving excuses, like, no, but it's just a distance and whatnot. And right now you just mentioned something very important, that if you cannot be with me in a long distance relationship, then how are you going to be if we get one day and something comes up?
Eh. So you get an opportunity, and this is the thing, right? We know that the opportunities that are gonna be awarded, right, are for the betterment of the unit. So the betterment of the unit is for us to make it work throughout this long distance relationship so that we can be together and eventually one day we settle to a point where we can be in one space. But for now, we just have to live with the fact that we are going to be commuting. We are going to be making arrangements and making dates, and we are going to spend a lot of time solo. It is what it is. But with technology, right? There's no reason for you to feel alone when you're in a long distance relationship. Chapo, it's physical touch, right? But also physical touch can be compensated by the fact that I am going to see you in 2 weeks' time. You understand? So this thing of, yeah, but long distance doesn't work. These are just things that are said by people that want to have sex with other people and they didn't know how to break up with one another. Because people that are married are in long distance marriages, right? And December, you find them, they still have time to call tailors to make matching outfits. They still have time to take the kids to the movies. They still have time to be a family. So not unless this person is not dating you for the long haul. This person doesn't see themselves having a life with you. Not unless that. But if it is that, right, then distance is nothing.
Yeah,
distance is nothing. Like, it's just like, distance is nothing. Coitus is nothing. Money is nothing. There's nothing that is anything out here. You can date a whole, broke man and you guys can have a perfectly good relationship. You can have a broke girl and she can be perfectly good. You can have a long distance relationship, perfectly good. You can have a person that is so far in terms of, intellect, ne? In according to academics, right? You can have a PhD and you are dating somebody with a grade 12 and you guys can be absolutely happy. It all depends on what you want. What do you want? I want a homemaker. I want a father for my children. I want my kids to grow up with a father. And that is exactly what they're getting. If we get other things that are bonuses, great. So what is a father? A father is somebody that can go to Oranya Moon, my dear, and knows that he's coming back because we are here. We are considered. We are counted. We are here. Because, and the reason that we are here is because of school, is because of what, is because of, it's not because I don't want to be with you. It's not that, but it is how things are. So we often try and sugarcoat. What young people do, Benedictine, is that you guys try and tailor make your situation to give it a sense of morality. And that's why you guys watch all these memes. Could you read all these memes and have all these sayings that soothe your ego to make yourself feel better for how bad of a person you are?
Exactly.
So you say things like, yeah, long distance, that doesn't work, bruh. I need physical touch. But is it all? So you need physical touch, but you don't need somebody that is emotionally there. You don't need somebody that is going to take the first flight out because you were in a car accident. You don't need that. You need somebody that can be a body. Because I would rather wake up from ICU and have her baby there, then be sent a check. Pay the nurses, ne? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would rather be in Kadutura Hospital with our broke selves atu atoli kujayaza kembo ya terekwa than be in Lady Pohamba with a man that's not going to come. He's not going to come because why? He flew to Dubai for a business meeting, what, while I was Koshitandero and I'm in ICU. He's not going to come. He's going to send his PA. Oh, no. I would rather have the guy that is cooking. I'd rather have a guy that is going to make a plan to catch a taxi to come to me. I'd rather have that guy. I'd rather have the guy that comes 3 times to visit me. I'd rather have that guy. I'd rather have that guy that understands that I'm lonely right now and I'm in a bad place and I need somebody. I'd rather have that guy. I'd rather have the guy that says that, you know what, I love you so much and I'm not going to stop loving you just because I am going to Russia. Eh, ko Russia kuno Wi-Fi indishi. Yeah. Eh, ngo uno Wi-Fi indishi. And you could get at 9 every day. I'd rather have a guy that's deep in the village, right? That is gone for something that he needs to do. And he still makes it a plan, right? And a priority to text me good morning and good night and still tell me about his day and wait for my reply, even though my reply is going to come a little later because of network issues. I'd rather have that guy. I'd rather have that guy that is willing to take off his plackies so that I can not walk barefoot because my heel broke. I'd rather have that guy. I'd rather have that guy that will rush to go and pick up my mother because my mother is not feeling well. Because he understands how important she is to me. And also, she is important to him. I'd rather have that guy. I want that guy. I don't want these other things. Yeah, and if he has a pretty face like best friend's one, then it's bonus. Cool. Thanks. Like a bonus. Cool. Nice smile. You know that the Bwana came in the other time and found him here at studio? Mm-hmm. And that the Bwana was like, wow, you're so handsome. I was like, we get that a lot.
He's
like, you are so handsome, really, you know. Everybody thought that I'll be having like an ugly dude. And then they see him like, wow, he's so handsome. Like, yeah, he's fine. Man. He's fine. Yeah. I know he's fine. But he's nice. If he was ugly and nice, I would still love him. But now I just got the extra, you know, extra bonus, which I, you know, but I put it in my checklist. I said, God, and also make him handsome, ne? After I've asked all the things, we must travel together. He must be a loving dude. He must like children. Eh? He must like marriage. Yeah. And also he can look good also. It's fine. But if you don't find anyone that looks like that, it's okay. I'll take anything.
Well, you're really
going to
take anything.
No.
You see?
No, I wasn't. But God knew. God, he knew. He was like, we cannot find a nice guy that is. Yeah. So I urge you, right? Tonight text your person. Tonight call. Call for 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
Right now, because he texted me and I called you.
You see those things. Like, yeah, you see where the high. Sometimes you just need a little scroofing from your big sister. Kucha, whoa, girl. Not there. Like, but it's so nice here. I'm like, no, it's not nice. It's not nice. It's not nice. It looks nice, but looks can be deceiving. It's not. It isn't. It's going to drive you crazy. You will. It's going to drive you absolutely crazy. Cut your losses. Yeah, cut your losses. And it's not even that you are an insecure person at all. You are very secure. You're like, hey, I don't know about that one. You're secure. No, you are secure. You are secure. But just know your battles. You cannot be fighting against cute people. Also, never ever put yourself in a situation where you are the ugly one. Mm-hmm. Oh. How can you be the ugly one, Benedicta?
I listen. I, Elizabeth, I can never be the ugly one. It's not about I'm the ugly one in that relationship. It
but he was very cute. You don't take no, very cute.
Freaking up. He is cute, but he's every girl's type.
No, but cute. You don't want that. We must never have that.
Okay.
You must have a guy that some girls will decline. But I won't know. I have a friend of mine, right? And she is gorgeous. She is gorgeous. She has this killer body. I will not say her name because so many people know her, right? And she's gorgeous and she's got this killer body and she's got this attitude. She's absolutely gorgeous and she's a go-getter. And her husband, you know, sometimes when she posts her picture with her husband, she says, "Beauty and my beast."
Wazala,
my dear, because she knows, ne, that this man is not handsome. I love him. Yeah, I'm with him for who he is. You know, and she's gorgeous. And you should have seen her ex-boyfriend. Her ex-boyfriend was gorgeous. Yeah, but in that relationship, she was very insecure. She was very insecure, even though he was apparently not doing anything. He was just too cute for her.
Yeah.
Like it's just too much. Like we must just learn how to cut our losses. In all honesty, let's learn how to cut our losses. Learn to understand that not everything is for you. Just the same way as you don't like every cool drink, right? Just learn that this cool drink is nice, but it's not for me. It makes me bloated. This guy is cute, but he's not for me. He will give me insecurities. And it's okay. Because at the end of the day, it's our own comfort that we are fighting for out here. We want to be in relationships, ne, where we can sleep away. We don't want this thing of the person is sleeping and then we are going through their phones to make sure they're not chatting to girls. We don't want to start going crazy. Why didn't you pick up the phone? Because you become abusive. You will become abusive. That's why I'm saying that you will end up killing this poor person, right? For things he didn't even do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So cut your losses because he's going to drive you crazy. Every time he doesn't answer the phone, right? You will just automatically start thinking, but there's even that girl, Charmaine, down the aisle at the flats where he stays and they hang out a lot together. Ha! Video call me so that I see who's, hey! Never! No! No, my dear. No. Never. It can never be B. It can never be Benedicta. It can never be. I want to sleep easy. I want to go into my 30s. Yeah, you Benedicta, you must say these things. I want to go into my 30s comfortable. I want to go into my 30s reliable. I want to go into my 30s sane. Not insane. Sane. I want to be sane. Yeah. I want to be in an environment where maybe one girl is checking my man out. But it's not all 20 of them. How do you fight 20 chicks? Hey, you want him to get a tattoo of your name?
I will cut my losses, Lola.
No, cut your losses and call your Habibi. And tell him, Kucha, I appreciate you so much.
I'll call him right now.
Call him, I appreciate you so much. You even explain yourself, Kucha. No, I was quickly just participating in my colleague's show. And then so sorry that I didn't call you earlier. And you'll be nice to the person. You be nice to the person. And he'll probably say, no problem. Because he's a nice person. And he's not crazy. Yeah.
Just let people don't listen to radio like that.
No, it's fine. Because you also want a safe space. Now you want the guy to start listening to radio. Then when you want to talk to me and I'm on air, you can't talk freely because we are sharing a platform with the person we are talking about. It's okay. You're allowed to have your own, personal things. Hello, hello. My lovely Uncle Tonatter.
What I was telling you is,
why are you speaking so slow?
Excuse me?
Why are you speaking so slow? You sound like Madiba.
I am in bed. What I was saying is that, ma'am.
Nana?
Yes, Tate.
I'd rather be one. You know, I would have loved you to play that song from Luther Vandross. I'd rather
have bad times with you than good times than with someone else. Ella!
You could have advised my child like that. The way you were talking to her now. Omiteko. Yeah. Benedicta. But one thing I would tell you. I would tell you, ne. I'm with my daughter right now. My father is gone a long time. I'm probably rough with her. But I'm trying to teach you that nobody owes you anything in life.
Yeah.
Whether your boyfriend, whether your father of your kids, whether your children whatsoever, you better cuckoo too.
Shashika pena nyokompa.
Possibly. Jashanto, I. Kunara kuta, you cannot kidnap them. And you can never commit them to your interest.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. Women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kukucha.
Yeah.
Ngai simbori mwene ngando tujenya hapa.
Yeah.
Kuchome itire kai ask. I want something. And you will not do it. Ubitego.
Yeah. Eh, uli monjila.
Yes. So now, should I come? Don't commit yourself to certain expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sheesh.
You can wait. Whatever you take,
yeah.
Rearrange. Do certain things of that nature. Yeah.
All right, Tatiti, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Please be the first caller.
Ewa,
I love you so much.
I love you too, my baby.
Okay, ciao, ciao.
Nah.
All right, my beloveds, today was a wonderful, wonderful show that we had. Today we were talking about Kakwalake Kuje. And tomorrow we'll have a continuation of it, but we'll have a continuation of just 30 minutes and then we'll move on to our conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing talk therapy, ne? We're doing talk therapy here on Pulling Heartstrings, where you guys are allowed to call in and we are allowed to talk. Let's talk about your difficulties. Let's find a way to give you clarity, to give me clarity. Let's talk. Because at the end of the day, you are not alone. To be honest, Neche, Sam at me. Once a Sam, man. And Eagle FM is here done for us. So, please, let's talk. Let's talk, guys. If you're having an issue, bring it. Bring it. It's not like they can identify you. Bring it, man. Then we talk, us. We will talk, man.